more. God bless our troops. God bless America.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Republicans will remain in the driver's seat in the House, retaining a slim majority.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party has a powerful government trifecta. President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally, Speaker Mike Johnson, have promised an overhaul of the federal government and profound changes to domestic and foreign policy. Republican Congressman Juan Ciscomani defeated Democrat Kirsten Engel in the race for Arizona's 6th Congressional District, giving the GOP enough seats to take control of the House. While the House GOP agenda has yet to be released, Republican leaders said that they would prioritize passing a robust border security bill before working with the Senate to quickly reauthorize Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz has quit Congress after President-elect Trump nominated him for Attorney General. There will be a special election to fill the Gaetz seat. A legal win for Elon Musk and his pre-election million-dollar voter sweepstakes.
The judge ruled Philadelphia's top prosecutor failed to show it was an illegal lottery. The prize was open only to swing state voters who signed a petition endorsing the constitutional right to free speech and to bear arms. Lawyers for Musk's America PAC revealed in court the recipients didn't win a game of chance. They were instead chosen to be paid spokespeople for the group. DA Larry Krasner said people were being scammed. The judge said Krasner didn't provide any evidence beyond mere speculation. Musk invested more than $70 million in the Political Action Committee to help Donald Trump return to the White House. He has now been tapped to lead a Trump administration government efficiency effort. I'm Ed Donahue.
Three-time Olympic medalist Lindsey Vonn is coming out of retirement, rejoining the U.S. ski team, planning to race again at the age of 40. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures 74 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Residents in the path of the proposed Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project attended a second meeting with the Public Service Enterprise Group. Wednesday night's meeting was held at the Carroll County Agriculture Center, drawing hundreds of people, most speaking out against the project. The proposed project includes 70 miles of power transmission lines running through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. Opponents say it would have a negative impact on Maryland farmland, rural communities, wildlife habitats, and the drinking water supply. Another meeting will be held tonight at the New Market District Volunteer Fire Company in Frederick County. City Public Schools will be spending $50 million on new locks that will allow teachers to lock their classrooms from the inside. School CEO Sonia Santelisa says most doors in city schools lock from the outside, and the new locks will help to keep intruders out of the classroom. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With all these one-score games the Ravens and Steelers play, 7 of the last 8, could this, at the end of the day, come down to the kickers? Justin Tucker is the NFL's all-time leader in field goal percentage, but hitting it only 79% this season. Meanwhile, Steelers kicker Chris Boswell has been the league's best kicker over the last 2 years, hitting 52 of his last 55, that's 94.5%, including 12 of 14 from 50-plus. Here's John Harbaugh on Tucker.
When I watch him in practice, I watch the practice tape, and he's doing great. You know, he's been kicking the ball super well, but he's had some of these that just haven't gone through for him, you know, and those are broken down inch by inch. That's what we do, break them down inch by inch, and he's his own biggest critic for sure.
The wins are tricky in Pittsburgh, but Tucker all time, 28 for 29, the lone miss back in 2012. ESPN's Buster Olney reporting that the Orioles are one of 7 teams that are in the trade market for White Sox pitching ace Garrett Crochet. The left-hander went just 6-12 last year for the historically bad White Sox, but his ERA was 3.58 and his WHIP was just 107. Caps made a move yesterday, sending a pair of draft picks to the Penguins and reuniting with veteran center Lars Eller. Eller helped the Caps win the Cup in 2018. On the ice, Caps lose to the Leafs last night in OT, 4-3 the final. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this morning, showers in the afternoon, and another cool day, 52. Tomorrow, dry. Partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunny and mild, 62 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently it's 43 in Westminster, 44 in Easton, and 44 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. I got a good show planned here for you. I actually am very excited about today's show. At 11 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Giovanni Patterson. If you're not familiar, Giovanni is a father, and his child used to go to Baltimore City Public Schools. He then filed a lawsuit against Baltimore City Public Schools along with Sinclair. And they weren't looking for money, believe it or not. They were looking for answers to questions that many people have, including myself and so many others, I'm sure parents in Baltimore City. And they basically just wanted to find out, why is the school system as bad as it is compared to the amount of money that they're receiving per pupil annually? And so when we spoke to Chris Pabst from Project Baltimore on, gosh, was that Tuesday? We spoke to Chris Pabst, and he was telling us about 4,600 elementary and middle school kids that have missed over 60 days of school in just one school year. And so we wouldn't have had that information had it not been for this lawsuit. So Giovanni Patterson is going to give us the details at 11, because the Baltimore City Public Schools settled that lawsuit just yesterday. So these are the exclusive details. We are the first interview here. All right. So don't worry. I've already got my questions jotted down. I'm going to make it good. But if you have a question for Giovanni, please download the WCBM app and text me through that app. It'll come here live in studio, and that way I can ask Giovanni your question as well. Again, he'll be here at 11 a.m. So I'm excited about that. But I wanted to start the show talking about how Congressman Matt Gaetz literally, quite literally, broke the internet yesterday. Now, first and foremost, we'll go back in time here just a little bit, because if you recall, during the ousting of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy in the House, I was not excited about the strategy Congressman Matt Gaetz was using to oust Kevin McCarthy. Remember that? There was all these different hearings. They couldn't find somebody else to take the speakership. I was getting nervous. I said, look, we need this like a hole in the head. I want there to be nothing but just, you know, a smooth ride until Election Day so we can have the sweep that Donald Trump and the Republicans need. Now, luckily, we had that sweep regardless. Right. We had it regardless. But during all of that commotion, there were a lot of people that were getting upset with Congressman Matt Gaetz, even his colleagues on Capitol Hill. And then there were a lot of people that were like, you know, when it was all said and done and we ended up with Speaker Mike Johnson, a lot of people were like, thank goodness, we're relieved. Speaker Mike Johnson is better than Kevin McCarthy. Now, I think the verdict is still out on that. I honestly don't see Speaker Johnson doing anything differently than Kevin McCarthy, but people would argue, and it's debatable, right? And I'm always open to the debate, but people would argue that Kevin McCarthy is more of a swamp creature than Speaker Mike Johnson. And I could see how people would see that. I definitely do. I think when Speaker Mike Johnson was being confirmed, a lot of people were shocked and realized that he had not enriched himself on Capitol Hill like most politicians. Remember that? They were saying that, you know, the amount of money he had in his bank account, the amount of money he filed as far as income the years previously, it was literally what he made as a congressman. He wasn't getting any kickbacks. There was none of the, you know, I got a $1 million mansion on the Hill. He doesn't have any of those things. And so a lot of people were like, well, you know what? That's actually a good sign. Now, Speaker Johnson also joined President Trump's legal team back in 2020 when they were trying to figure out exactly what was happening in Arizona in regards to the votes. If you recall that, he was down in Arizona with Rudy Giuliani and others. And so he was always a loyalist to President Trump, which we had not seen from Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And so, I can say that I could probably lose that debate. I could lose that debate. I could say in my mind they're similar, but I could lose that debate. People could say, no, Kim, Speaker Johnson is better. And I could see it. I could see it. But there were a lot of people that were really just not happy with the way things were going. And it seemed like a lot of attention on the Republican Party. And the Democrats were using that to say, oh, look, the Republicans can't even get it together in their own house, right? It's like, we'll just sit back and watch and laugh. And that's what Hakeem Jeffries and others were doing. Well, just yesterday, you had President Trump announcing some more nominee picks, one of them being Tulsi Gabbard, being tapped for the Director of National Intelligence, which is awesome in my book. A lot of people are still, you know, a little on the edge about her because she's a former Democrat that became a Republican recently. I can see how people are on the edge. I will say, though, you know, similar to Jeff Van Drew in New Jersey, the congressman that went from Democrat to Republican and a huge supporter of President Trump. I think those that have been scorned and left behind by the Democrat Party while in office, from what I can tell, Jeff Van Drew and some others have really performed very well and became very loyal to Trump when they switched over. And so I would assume that Tulsi Gabbard would be similar. I think she would be very loyal to Trump because Trump, he welcomed her with open arms as she was fleeing the Democrat Party. I think she will be very loyal. But we'll continue to see how that happens. We'll see if she's confirmed. But Matt Gaetz has been tapped to be the Attorney General. And almost immediately, people started fainting across the country. You had political pundits on CNN, MSNBC, you name it. They were all in shock. They could not believe it. And it wasn't just Democrats, because again, Matt Gaetz doesn't have a ton of Republican friends on Capitol Hill. I've got some sound here from Representative Lisa Murkowski in Arkansas. Take a listen.
I don't think it's a serious nomination for the Attorney General. We need to have a serious Attorney General, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to consider somebody that is serious. This one was not on my bingo card.
All right. And you know what? Producer Brian has asked a great question. Who does she recommend? She didn't say anything there. She kept on walking. She was in a hurry to somewhere. I don't know. It's just orientation down there. As far as I know, Lisa's been through orientation. But she was in a hurry to get away. And and so, you know, it's interesting because there are a lot of people that want somebody else but do not have someone else that they have suggested. Now, you can take a look at the current AG, Lloyd Austin. And, you know, there's been, you know, some questionable decisions there. I would say, remember when he was at the hospital and nobody knew? Huh? Am I saying the wrong name here? Am I? Who? Wait a minute. Let me go back. Look, Brian's correcting me. Who is it, Brian? He says, hold on. See, this is why Brian needs to just turn his mic on. He needs to turn it on, and he needs to speak on the show. Well, I will say this. If it's not Lloyd Austin, I'll go through and see. And then I don't even know who the current AG is, and that's a problem, isn't it? That's a huge problem. Because I look at this situation, I say, who do we have now that's so great? Right? I mean, if you're really upset about Matt Gaetz, who do you have to propose, number one? And number two, what is the current AG doing that you're absolutely loving? I don't think it's that bad of a decision, but here is what The Hill is saying. If you guys ever tune into The Hill. Oh, gosh. Is it Merrick Garland? Oh, my goodness. Kimberly, get it together. It is Merrick Garland. All right. Well, why is Merrick Garland so great and Matt Gaetz isn't? You know what? That would be my first question to Lisa Murkowski, because she didn't complain about Merrick, did she? I don't think she did. Why would he be so great and Matt not? Well, I'm going to read you guys a little something from The Hill here, because there's more to this story, right? It's not just about Matt not having a ton of friends on Capitol Hill. It's not just about, you know, and of course, you know, you guys know that Matt Gaetz has a law degree. He has a background in law. So it's not like he's somebody that doesn't understand the law. And if you've ever seen him in like the House Judiciary Committee oversight hearings or wherever he's, you know, going back and forth and debating with individuals, you will see that he's somebody that really wants to get to the bottom of investigations. Now, I thought, if you go way back when, I thought Congressman Trey Gowdy was going to be tapped for AG when President Trump got in 2016. And if you're kind of comparing the two, now, of course, Trey Gowdy, very great when he comes to debating. And also, you know, I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but I'm a huge fan of Trey Gowdy. And that goes back to even personal reasons. But when it comes to Trey Gowdy, if you ever seen him questioning like Peter Strzok from the FBI, remember all that was going on? And they, you know, he was dating the Lisa Page, and they were trying to figure out a way to make sure that Trump didn't get in 2016. It was Congressman Trey Gowdy that really took the FBI to task and said, here, we've got these text messages. We see what you're doing. We saw that you were trying to, you know, put together this whole Russian collusion story that was not true. They were lying about the Steele dossier. They kept saying, oh, we got it from this person, came from that person. The whole thing was a mess. And I thought, because Congressman Trey Gowdy was doing a great job exposing all of that, I thought he was going to be tapped for AG at that time. But he was not. But I look at Matt Gaetz and I say, you know what? He kind of has some of the Trey Gowdy traits, right? There's some similarities here where he does not back down. He does go after people. I think he's demonstrated that solely with the way he went after Kevin McCarthy. I mean, because look, if you think about it, he had a lot of people telling him to stand down. Please don't. I remember the conversation he had with Congressman Byron Donalds. They were going back and forth on X, Twitter at the time. And Congressman Donalds was like, dude, let's hold off on this. Remember? And then there were some people saying, your offices are down the hall from each other. Can you guys just, can you hash it out in private? And then Byron Donalds and Matt Gaetz did end up having a private conversation. And afterwards, Byron ended up saying, look, this is what he wants to do. We don't agree, but he is our Republican colleague. And he did pretty much solely take down Kevin McCarthy. And so if you're looking at good traits of an attorney general, we need somebody that's kind of like a pit bull. And Matt Gaetz is like a pit bull. Now, further to this story, Matt Gaetz will resign from Congress effective immediately. Again, I'm reading from The Hill if you want to take a look at it. After being nominated to serve as Attorney General by President-elect Trump, Speaker Johnson did announce this yesterday. The resignation, which was announced hours after Gaetz received the Attorney General nod, was described by Johnson as a way to speed up the process of filling the House Republican seat to lessen the impacts of being one member down in the narrow GOP majority next year. So that's another thing that you have to consider. We've got a razor-thin majority in the House. So we've got to move intentionally, right? We've got to move, we want to move quickly, but also we want to move carefully, all right? Because the last thing we want to do is mess this up in any way. And we don't want to put someone in these seats that are not as strong as somebody like Matt Gaetz that will go against the squad and go against others and be totally America first. So, yes, I think removing himself from the seat immediately gives time for Speaker Johnson, Governor Ron DeSantis, all those involved. It gives them time to get an America first person in that seat. Now, just yesterday, we were talking about the open Senate seat that Senator Marco Rubio would leave. I said, put Byron Donalds in that Senate seat. You have former Congressman Madison Cawthorn, he is very America first. He takes on the squad. He is young, great public speaker, ready to go, right? Perhaps the switch here might be putting Madison Cawthorn in Matt Gaetz's seat. I don't know, but I'm trying to take a look at exactly who they have to make sure all of this pans out, because you don't want to leave an America first. You don't want to leave an America first seat to somebody that could possibly back the establishment. You don't want that, right? So we want to make sure we pick somebody carefully. And of course, all eyes are going to be on Governor Ron DeSantis on this, because Governor Ron DeSantis, if we know, great governor, but is he a huge Trump fan? Is he a huge America First supporter? Not as big as Matt Gaetz. Not as big as some might say. Look, there's a lot going on here. And when we get back, we're going to also talk about how this affects the Ethics Committee investigation into Matt Gaetz. And if you want to weigh in on this, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680. Again, that's 410-922-6680. And right now, the WCBM poll is up. Do you approve a Matt Gaetz for AG? Go to WCBM.com to cast your vote.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before, while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. right, we're talking about Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's resigning immediately from his congressional seat that he just won, by the way. It was a tough race because, of course, Kevin McCarthy, the former House Speaker, put millions behind a Republican candidate in his primary. Millions. Okay? So he won this race, and he worked hard for it. I don't know if you follow Matt Gaetz on X, but they posted a lot of what he was doing. So he was not always on the Hill. He was actually running this race as if he wasn't an incumbent. That's how bad his primary was. But he got through, and he was successful. Tiffany in the county says, Kim, Merrick Garland is the AG, and he is one that was up for the Supreme Court during the Obama administration. Yeah, Tiffany, I remember that, and Mitch McConnell and the whole fight. Yeah, I apologize for not remembering Merrick. She says, I don't like AG Garland, but his law experience is vast. He was a judge at several levels within the court system. Yeah, and I agree with that. I guess I don't, just like you, Tiffany, I don't like Merrick Garland. Do you know what I mean? I mean, think about it. How many times did we see him come forward and be very partisan? And I know some people might on the left might say, well, Matt Gaetz will be very partisan. But these are the same people that didn't speak up when Merrick Garland was very partisan, right? So I get what you're saying, and perhaps, you know, Garland has more experience. But, yeah, I don't know. Ron in Occupied Baltimore, he says, come on, Kim. Merrick Garland is the AG, Lloyd Austin is Secretary of Defense, and Lisa Murkowski is a rhino from Alaska. Come on, hon. Yes, yes, Ron. Yes, you are all, you know what, everybody should be yelling at me. You should be yelling at me. I got a text here from Mike in Pikesville. Mike says, Kim, don't be fooled. Matt Gaetz resigned so the House ethics probe wouldn't be made public. Also, why Trump nominated him to cover for him. Well, Mike, see, this is what we're going to get into here with this article from The Hill. And a lot of people know about this investigation, but some people don't. And, of course, this is how they spoke about it in The Hill. It says, the larger impact of the resignation in the House Ethics Committee investigation into Gaetz, which was in its final stages. So if you didn't know, it was in its final stages, will be effectively dead. The panel will have no jurisdiction to investigate Gaetz since he is no longer a member of Congress, and its findings may never see the light of day. A major boon for Gaetz as he prepares to face an already skeptical Senate. Here's the thing. Knowing how hard Congressman Gaetz fought for this seat in Florida, right, in the primary, knowing how hard he fought, for him to resign immediately. Now, of course, he's citing the fact that they need to get somebody else in that seat, and they need to start thinking about it now. Again, that is a good reason. That is a good reason. Could people say that that's not the true reason? Sure, they could say that, but it is a good one. Right? So Matt Gaetz, from my understanding, he's being accused of canoodling, we'll say, with underage girls. And from the stories that I've heard from just people that I know in the D.C. arena, there was a lot of people saying that he was showing videos of some of this stuff. I didn't see any of this myself, right? So this is all allegedly. I didn't see any of it. I never heard any of it from Matt or anybody that I would say would consider good friends with Matt. I saw Matt Gaetz just last month at Dan Ball's wedding at Mar-a-Lago. He was there with his wife, Ginger. Ginger's a sweetheart. There were a lot of people saying that he married Ginger so quickly because of this investigation. I don't know if I would say that's why he married her so quickly, because they really are a good couple together. I guess, you know, some people say, well, you know, you know. I've never had that privilege. I said, look, I've been married. I didn't know immediately, you know. But, you know, maybe it was true love. See, here's the thing. Anybody could say any of these things. Anybody can be skeptical of why he's making these decisions. But if you're looking at it from a different point of view, you could say it makes sense on the other side of things as well. So effectively, this ethics investigation will be dead because he is resigning from Congress. Now, the part about this that is so confusing for me is I don't think I would resign before being confirmed by the Senate, especially when you fought so hard to get back in that seat. But perhaps Matt Gaetz feels as though regardless if he becomes the AG or not, he still will have a position within Trump's administration, right? Let's be honest about that. No matter what happens with the, you know, the confirmation hearings, Matt Gaetz will be by Trump's side. So he still has job security. He still will be in the in crowd and in the know. That's not going to change. Does he want the AG position? I'm sure he does. Don't forget, you can go to WCBM.com and cast your vote. Do you approve of Matt Gaetz for Attorney General? I want to know your thoughts on that. All right, we get back. We're going to move forward. Of course, like I said, Tulsi Gabbard, she's been tapped for the Director of National Intelligence. You know, she does have 2 years of Homeland Security committee experience, which I think is great. And she fills that diversity quota that Democrats love to see. So there wasn't a ton of people on the left complaining about her. But of course, there's going to be complaints about everybody that President Trump taps. That's just how it happens. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about local issues here in Baltimore City. Did you know there was a commission that was signed in yesterday, or sworn in, I should say, for reparations? Yes, Community Reinvestment and Reparations, a whole commission, 9 members on this commission, and they have $13 million at their disposal. We'll discuss all that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Voters have not only chosen a GOP president and a Republican-led Senate, now the GOP is holding on to its House majority, albeit by a slim margin. President-elect Trump wants Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General, setting the stage for what could be a highly contentious confirmation fight. Gaetz has resigned his congressional seat. There will be a special election. It was cordial and respectful, President-elect Trump's visit to the White House the other day as he met with President Biden as part of the transition process. Republicans have elected South Dakota Senator John Thune as the next Senate Majority Leader, and Senator Marco Rubio, President Trump's pick for Secretary of State. Gun rights groups have gone to court challenging Maine's 72-hour waiting period for firearms purchases, arguing that it's unconstitutional. More details at SRN.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Lamar Jackson is a two-time NFL MVP, and at this point, the odds-on favorite to make it 3 this season. But over time, the Steeler defense has given Lamar fits. Asked for an explanation yesterday, Lamar offered this.
I don't know what it is, man. It's just that I believe that rival atmosphere. I believe last year we supposed to have them, but things just didn't go our way. You know, the football guys wasn't on our side.
And then there's Steelers receiver George Pickens, the Gumby of the NFL. Reminds you of Merton Hanks with the 49ers back in the day, the way he moves his body. Here's his former teammate and current Raven, Arthur Millett.
He has no comparison. He's an alien, bro. Obviously, I was on that side a little bit for 2 years, and I played with him for a year. Now, his catch radius is one of a kind, bro. His body control, he's a really good receiver, top 5 in my opinion.
Mike Tyson sounded pretty confident yesterday.
I'm not going to lose.
But you say that in the last minute of the second.
I am not going to lose. Did you hear what I said?
Tyson made those comments at yesterday's press conference in Irving, Texas. Iron Mike and Jake Paul Friday night at 8 on Netflix. And finally, it used to be 32 back in the day, but that wasn't enough, so they went to 64. And then that turned out not to be enough, so it morphed to 68. We're talking about the NCAA basketball tournament, of course. Well, yesterday, NCAA President Charlie Baker said on the Dan Patrick Show that there's room to go to something like 72 or 76. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
If you've got outdoor plans today, morning hours look better than later this afternoon. The cold front bringing us some light rain late this afternoon. And temperatures still on the cool side today, 52 the high. Rain widespread tonight. Tomorrow, though, will be drying out with some sunshine in the afternoon, 56 the high. Getting warmer over the weekend. Sunny and dry, 62 Saturday, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays, from custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers. In-store only. Offer ends 11/16. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Own a small business? Contact BGE to request an energy efficiency analysis at no additional cost to you and get easy-to-follow advice on ways to save energy and money. Visit BGESmartEnergy.com/small business.
Get informed opinions on important issues to you. Weekdays on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot at 6 a.m. Rob Carson at noon and Sean Hannity at 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk about this reparations commission that was just sworn in Baltimore City. Not a whole lot of news around it. Thought that was interesting. Before I get to that, though, I got a text here because we were talking about Matt Gaetz being tapped to be the AG. I've got a text here. It says, Kim, I think Matt Gaetz should have stayed where he was, as he was great during heated interviews. He has not had any recent work as an AG. I would have chosen Pam Bondi from Florida or Ken Paxton from Texas. I do like Ken, too. They both did great for their states and would probably do well for the country. Yeah, I saw Ken Paxton's name on the short list, but I guess he went a different route. But we also don't know whether or not these people, when they get the call from Trump, they might say, yeah, thank you, but no thank you. That could be a thing. Because remember, Ken Paxton, he went through hell and high water not too long ago, and everybody was trying to oust him there. And remember, his wife, Angie Paxton, I had the opportunity of meeting her at the Texas State House. She's also a state representative. And so there was just a ton of drama going on there. So maybe perhaps jumping into the AG position would bring even more drama. At some point in time, I know people are like, oh, you should just keep doing this or keep doing that. Some point in time, people do get tired of the drama. It gets exhausting. It does. It's tough. So who knows what Ken Paxton said. I also just wanted to point out here, Glenn Beck took to X yesterday. As soon as John Thune was, he's now with the, he's in the Senate as a Senate majority leader. And I think a lot of people were hoping that it was going to be, who did we have? Was it Rick Scott? there were a lot of people that were hoping it was going to be other people besides John Thune. Okay? I'll just put it like that. But Glenn Beck, he got on Twitter and he says, the Senate insider explains how J.D. Vance could still effectively serve as a Senate majority leader if John Thune obstructs the MAGA mandate. Now, first of all, I didn't know there was a MAGA mandate. Did you guys know? I had to go look that up, too. Well, anyways, here's what Glenn Beck said. He says, there is a little no procedure in the Senate that gives the majority leader the right to be recognized on the floor first. Who decides to recognize them? The person sitting in the chair at the front of the room. That chair belongs to J.D. Vance. So anybody else sitting in that chair is borrowing his seat. He can walk in the room, kick them out, take the seat, and recognize whoever he wants who is going to move President Trump's nominees. So he can actually decide who is running the show. Again, that was Glenn Beck. He posted that on X just yesterday. He was just trying to explain to people that were upset about John Thune that at the end of the day, J.D. Vance does have the last word. So just keep that in mind. You know, don't get down. I know how some people feel. Also, like I mentioned earlier, Tulsi Gabbard tapped to be the director of national intelligence. I'm sure we're going to hear more names come out today. But so far, I do like how it's been shaping up. And if you haven't already, just go to WCBM.com. Take the poll. Do you agree or do you approve of Matt Gaetz for AG? And then tomorrow, I'll check with Jonathan, our social media guru, and I'll see what you guys say there on that poll. All right, we got to get into this Baltimore's Community Reinvestment and Reparations Commission. Now, I said that there wasn't a lot of news on this, and there really wasn't. The only reason I saw it is because Mayor Brandon Scott posted it on his social media. I did not hear about it from any other news organizations. And I'm honestly, I checked whether it's Channel 11, I checked Fox 45, I checked WJZ. I check all of these channels all the time. I always go through and I look at what's going on and what's current. I saw nothing about this reparations commission from anybody. Nothing about it. I went to Afro News. And that's where I saw this article. It says, Mayor Scott swears in members of Baltimore's newly formed Community Reinvestment and Reparations Commission. Now, this happened again just yesterday. There are 9 members on this commission. Now, if I read the names wrong, I apologize. These are not names that I'm familiar with. Obviously, I named my daughter Olivia. My name is Kimberly. Okay. Those are the kind of names I'm dealing with, right? My dad's name was James, Kyle, Corey, brothers. Okay. So here we go. One, Sadiq Ali. Again, I don't know if this is it. Intia DeShields, it is INTE apostrophe A. Whatever you think that says, it says. Andre Turner, Anthony Francis, AGZJA is the first name, Carrie, Eric Jackson, Dr. Raymond Winbush, Kalia Harris, and Reverend Dr. Robert Turner. Now, believe it or not, I know some of those names. Davon Love is also on this list, and I assume Davon Love, I guess he's with the Leaders of the Beautiful Struggle. I don't know if you know that organization, but they got really big after the Freddie Gray riots, and they actually ended up receiving a lot of that money that came to town. And the CEO of that organization, his name is Adam Jackson. So that's how I know about this organization, because I actually met him at an event. And when I tell you that he is somebody that would classify himself as being the most woke of the woke. As soon as I started talking to him, he's going on and on. Again, this is right after, you know what? This is actually right before the riots in 2015. He's going on and on about how hard it was to be black in America. And so for me, you know, that's not even a conversation that I'm going to have. Like, I don't entertain that kind of stuff. I wasn't raised to entertain that. I believe that life is about personal choices. You know, you will have consequences to choices that you make. And you can't be a victim on choices that you make because you absolutely made them. And there are some people that make bad life choices and then they blame it on racism or sexism or misogyny. No, that was a terrible life choice. Okay? You just don't want to take responsibility for that. Now, I made, you know, many terrible life choices. You know, looking back, should I have stayed in college? Probably. Should I have gone right back? Probably. You know, but these, you know, there's consequences to your actions. There are. Well, anyways, I went through and I'm looking at this list of members on there and I'm like, all right, this is interesting because there are lots of people on this list that, to be honest with you, They're red flag people is the way that I'm going to describe them. They're red flag people, as in I've seen them on interviews, I've seen them on social media, and they have said some of the most outrageous things I think I've ever seen. Now, if you're wondering why we have this reparations commission, I just want to read it in Brandon Scott's own words. He says the members that were sworn in for this commission will guide how the city will invest $13 million to uplift our communities hit hardest by cannabis prohibition. That was an exact quote from Mayor Brandon Scott. Okay, so that's why you have this commission, and that's why there are people that feel as though that they need reparations. Now, he never got into exactly where the money's coming from, but let's be honest, everything that, you know, all the money that the city has either comes from some kind of lawsuit, right, that he's filed against some company. He's like an ambulance chaser at this point, which is fine, you know, however you're going to get the revenue in. Or it comes from we, the taxpayers. And I say we because a lot of the taxpayer dollars that are being used in Baltimore City comes from those that live outside of Baltimore City. Okay? Because either it's federal funding or it's state funding. But I wanted you to just kind of hear some of the people that are on this commission. Now, Pastor Robert Turner, I was actually at an event and he was on the panel. Now, he didn't say anything rude to me. But it was very well received that he did not like that I was a Republican or a Trump supporter. But I want you to take a listen to Pastor Robert Turner speaking not too long ago to his congregation. Take a listen.
He's a loser. He lost. You celebrate losers. You vote for losers. 37-time convicted felon, Donald Trump, 90-plus indictments, 30. Can y'all tell me when this man going to jail? Like, how in the heavens can you be indicted 90-some times, convicted by 37 charges, and you running from, and nobody locking you up? Like, when is he going to jail? The court has already decided. The jury has already met. Miss me with these debates. I'm not searching for you. You ought to be in jail, period. Come on, being president, you need to get an inmate number. Go to jail. I'm not going to talk to your supporters. He is a convict. Go to jail. Just go to jail. Don't even entertain folks, miss. Just say, go to hell or go to jail. Either way, I don't care. Did I just say go to jail or go to hell? Either way, I don't care. Children, Lord have mercy. Hell is real, though. I do care if he go. I want him to go to heaven. Lord, forgive me.
Imagine going into church and hearing that. Like, are you kidding me? That is Pastor Robert Turner. He's a pastor at the Empowerment Temple African Methodist Episcopal Church. And he is on the commission. He made a statement after being sworn in. He says, we are trying to make sure that we help prevent the cycle of crime. Again, none of these people ever mentioned the education system. Do you ever notice that? We are trying to help prevent the cycle of crime. Well, Pastor, have you seen the fact that you've got 23 schools in Baltimore City with zero children proficient in math and reading? Have you seen the fact that you got 4,600 elementary and middle school kids not getting to school by their parents? Have you seen any of that? And they're still being promoted to the next grade? You want to prevent the cycle of crime with reparations from cannabis prohibition. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. But you know what? It gets even better. It gets even better. That's just one person on the commission. As I noted, Davon Love, Davon Love is with the leaders of A Beautiful Struggle, and he's apparently the policy advisor over there, believe it or not. He sat down on Fox 45 with Armstrong Williams for a town hall. Now, this is a very long clip, and I was thinking about cutting it up, but then I thought, you know what? You got to hear it in its entirety, because this is a guy, this is one of those people that try to use big words to sound like he's extremely smart while saying the dumbest things you could ever possibly imagine. Take a listen.
Oh, Davon, this brings me to something that actually is fascinating. Do you think these young black men are the same no matter where they are, whether it's Baltimore, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, any of these places that have a very high concentration of young black men. Do you think the circumstances are better in some, let's say, zip codes, some geographical locations better than others? Are we to assume that this is pervasive wherever you find an overwhelming number of young black men? And if that is the case, why is that so?
Well, Dr. Amos Wilson, in his book, Black on Black Violence, and I'm paraphrasing, one of the things that he once said is that the phenomena of violence and crime in our communities by young black men is the externalization of a suicidal impulse in a society that tells our young people that they're inherently criminals, that they're thugs, and they look around and see a society that reflects their worthlessness or their perceived worthlessness. Then they internalize that, and it impacts the way that they interact with the rest of society. And unfortunately, like, this network has perpetuated notions around, like, criminal violence of young people, you know, in Baltimore City, has a, you know, advanced a narrative that would cause young people to see themselves as inherently violent, where the majority of our young people are doing amazing things. And so one of the things that Rites of Passage is about is reintroducing young people to the fact that they come from a people that they should be proud of, to provide the self-concept and self-love. But unfortunately, we look at the policies, the way that the criminal justice system has been weaponized against young black boys, right? And there's a history of that weaponization. What that does is it creates a context where the policies, even in our own legislature, right, even in the state where we have people putting out misinformation about young people, putting out the most extreme versions and narratives of violence and brutality and criminality in ways that paint with a broad brush the young people and young black boys in cities across the United States. So I would argue that it is those master narratives that are supported by networks like this in St. Clair Broadcasting that has created an environment where young people see that, and they're reflecting back in many instances what it is that society is projecting onto them.
So do you lay that strictly at the feet of media?
Is there anybody else that bears any responsibility
in how they feel about themselves? Well, maybe the home, maybe people that have mentored them along the way, maybe the things that have been exposed to. I do understand that the media sometimes can play a role in how someone feels about their self-worth, but I don't want somebody watching this broadcast today to think that the only reason this has happened is because of what happens and the broadcast spectrum. It has to do much more than
there
that.
It's an extension of the system of white supremacy. When you think about the policies that were put in place, you think about the war on drugs and the way that it was a part of the Republican strategy to criminalize drug use, to criminalize things that really are a public health issue.
But Joe Biden and Bill Clinton were very strong advocates of the crime bill.
Absolutely.
Why do you just lay it at the feet? Why are we making this into a Republican and Democrat?
No. I'm on the record as one of the biggest critics of the Democratic Party in the state of Maryland in the fact
so
that
the issue we're talking about are policies.
Right. I've not mentioned a political party. I'm saying that liberals
and conservatives.
You said Republican.
No, you said Republican.
No, I'm saying in terms of the history of the Republican strategy that launched the war on drugs, the Clinton administration was an even bigger perpetuator in terms of its policy. So it is both. But part of what I'm saying is that when we talk about young black boys and your question about why it is that boys in all these different cities around the country and the conditions that they're in, we're saying that the policies, that there's been bipartisan consensus. And like I said, I'm on the record as being critical of the Democratic Party leadership in this state and projecting itself as more progressive than it is. And one of the big things that we're fighting against is a, you know, juvenile crime bill that the leadership in this, you know, legislature is putting forward. And so, but this network has perpetrated the propaganda that is launched and made the pressure on folks to put those policies that impact our
young
people.
Tell us what that propaganda is?
Well, the propaganda notions of inherent black pathology and inferiority, that what happens is you put out a story that has the most extreme versions of criminality, things that are real things that happen in our community. We put out those narratives. Those are the ones that sell. Those are the ones that people see. But people don't see the stories of young people for whom their entrance into the criminal justice system is a fight that got out of control. They're not a murderer or a thug. They just got into a fight, or they're in a community where they have a firearm because they want a protection. They feel like that's the way they protect themselves. And those young people, because of the narratives that are out there on the media, on this network, around projecting those people as the most horrible people, right, that all those other folks for whom there's much more of them, there are much more of them for whom get swept up into the criminal justice system than those that are the narratives that we see every day.
And that was Davon Love sitting down with Armstrong Williams on Fox 45 back in February of this year. And according to Davon Love, black men are robbing and killing people and carjacking individuals because the media and white supremacy is projecting onto them that they should be doing those things. We'll discuss this when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Things are going to get very, very heated, very, very fast. We also have other breaking news, as I predicted, John Thune. I always thought it was going to be hard. I would have preferred our Senator Rick Scott to be the Senate Majority Leader, but I kind of felt it was baked in the cake. And one thing I think Republicans need to change are any votes in private. That has to stop. I think we need transparency. And I think every senator should have been willing to go on the record and let their constituents know who they voted for Majority Leader. It's that simple. Now, I know that Thune has been closely associated with Mitch McConnell, and I hope he will lead differently than Mitch McConnell.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show. Leftist teachers are getting suspended and fired for vile threats against Trump and his supporters. Yeah, these are the people teaching your kids. Plus, 6 lefty states are banning RV sales. Yeah, good luck with that.
Are you some kind of moron?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right, before the break, we were talking about Baltimore City's newly formed Community Reinvestment and Reparations Commission. There are 9 members. They have $13 million for communities hit hardest by cannabis prohibition. Marty in the text line says, meanwhile, these are the same communities where cannabis dispensaries do not exist. That's a fact there, Marty. You know, but let's not let facts get in the way. Before the break, we were playing for you an interview that Davon Love had with Armstrong Williams on Fox 45. And he said that young black men are the ones that are, not all of them, obviously, the ones that are engaged in criminal activity. They're engaged in it because of the projection from what they see in the media, especially on channels like Fox 45, that apparently criminalizes black men, and those are the only stories in his mind that they promote. And he also says there is a long history of a Republican strategy that is rooted in white supremacy. And Armstrong Williams called him out on the fact that you had Bill Clinton and Joe Biden put together the 1994 crime bill, which locked up black men for having, you know, just a little bit of cannabis on their persons. Davon then had to go back and say, oh, wait a minute. Well, I also call out Democrats, too. And Armstrong said, no, you specifically just said Republicans. And so this is what we're dealing with. And this is, you know, again, $13 million for reparations. And I want to just read you real quick. This is a quote from Davon Love at yesterday's swearing-in ceremony. He says, this is an opportunity to really demonstrate what a reparations policy will look like in practice. He says, I think a lot of times people have talked about it theoretically. This opportunity really show what it could look like. So what he's saying there, ladies and gentlemen, that there is more to come. They are going to push for more reparations for individuals, and I don't know how they believe that any of this is constitutional. I guess we'll see. I don't know if anybody in the Baltimore region will actually press the mayor on this. I doubt it. They usually just go along with whatever they say down there at City Hall, but this is absolutely ridiculous. It is ridiculous, and this is what they're spending time on. We have kids, juveniles, shooting one another. We've got carjackings. We got kids not able to read or write. We got all these other things. And this is what they're focused on. A reparations commission. And what did Dorsey do? Did he outlaw gas-powered leaf blowers? Right? I mean, this is what they're focused on. This is what they voted for. Terrible shade. Terrible shade. Coming up next, we're going to talk about President Trump and his visit with Joe Biden. And then also, is Maryland headed towards a fiscal crisis? A lot of analysts think so. I want to hear from you on that one. Coming up next.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. You might just call it the Republicans' Triple Crown. Voters have chosen a GOP president, a Republican-led Senate, and now...
Republicans have won enough seats to control the U.S. House. A House Republican victory in Arizona, alongside a win in California, gave the GOP the 218 House victories that make up the majority.
That's correspondent Lisa Dwyer. President-elect Trump wants Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. And that sets the stage for what could be a highly contentious confirmation fight.
Mr. Trump said in a statement on Truth Social, quote, Matt is a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney who has distinguished himself in Congress through his focus on achieving desperately needed reform at the Department of Justice. Trump said that Gaetz would, quote, end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore America's badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. Mr. Trump also nominated former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to head the intelligence community. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And Gaetz has since resigned his congressional seat. Looks like the Fed inflation fighters have some more work to do as wholesale prices rose again last month.
The increase suggests that the American economy has yet to completely vanquish inflationary pressure. The producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.2% from September to October. That's up from a 0.1% gain the month before. Compared with a year earlier, wholesale prices were up 2.4%, accelerating from a year-over-year gain of 1.9% in September.
Correspondent Jeremy House. As wildfires rage from coast to coast in New York City, the fire commissioner says the city has seen a record number of brush fires in the past couple of weeks. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 40 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop.
Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-298-4932. 800-298-4932. Again, that's 800-298-4932.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brought to you by Vinny Steo. Exelon, BGE, and Maryland Legal Aid are teaming up to host a free expungement clinic today. The clinic takes place between now and 2 p.m. at the Whiting Turner Conference Center on Tioga Parkway. People with a criminal history will have an opportunity to receive information about expungement from legal professionals. With Maryland's legalization of recreational marijuana, some people with prior convictions may be able to clear their record. Attorneys say there are more than 100 convictions that may be expunged if certain requirements are met. Sports wagering in Maryland generated more than $7 million in contributions to the state during the month of October. Maryland Lottery and Gaming Director John Martin says that's an increase of just over 21% compared to October of 2023 and the third best monthly total since the launch of Maryland sports wagering in December 2021. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
John Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland's real estate expert. Vinny, I'm going to get right to it. Is now a good time to sell your home?
The simple answer, Sean, is yes, because home values remain high, inventory levels are still low, so it's a perfect combination of events to create a unique environment for home sellers this fall.
So what are sellers out there looking for?
Good question, Sean. Sellers want certainty, especially when we're coming up against the holidays. They want to be able to get their price within their time frame, all without the typical hassles. Our exclusive multiple cash offer system gives sellers the option to have 4 to 6 cash offers within minutes. Plus, they can receive an offer from a buyer who would live in the home as well. When the buyers compete, the seller always wins.
So now's a great time to sell with certainty, options, and with Vinny Steo, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With all these one-score games the Ravens and Steelers play, 7 of the last 8, could this, at the end of the day, come down to the kickers? Justin Tucker is the NFL's all-time leader in field goal percentage, but hitting it only 79% this season. Meanwhile, Steelers kicker Chris Boswell has been the league's best kicker over the last 2 years, hitting 52 of his last 55, that's 94.5%, including 12 of 14 from 50-plus. Here's John Harbaugh on Tucker.
But I watch him in practice. I watch the practice tape, and he's doing great. You know, he's been kicking the ball super well, but he's had some of these that just haven't gone through for him, you know, and those are broken down inch by inch. That's what we do, break them down inch by inch, and he's his own biggest critic for sure.
The wins are tricky in Pittsburgh, but Tucker all time, 28 for 29, the lone miss back in 2012. ESPN's Buster Olney reporting that the Orioles are one of 7 teams that are in the trade market for White Sox pitching ace Garrett Crochet. The left-hander went just 6-12 last year for the historically bad White Sox, but his ERA was 3.58 and his WHIP was just 107. Caps made a move yesterday, sending a pair of draft picks to the Penguins and reuniting with veteran center Lars Eller. Eller helped the Caps win the Cup in 2018. On the ice, Caps lose to the Leafs last night in OT, 4-3 the final. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this morning, showers in the afternoon, and another cool day, 52. Tomorrow, dry. Partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunny and mild, 62 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 46 in Perry Hall, 45 in Pikesville, and 47 in Jacksonville. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Great show planned today. I hope you feel that way. I know I feel that way. Just a friendly reminder, we've got Giovanni Patterson coming up at 11 o'clock. This is an exclusive interview, his very first interview since settling the lawsuit with Baltimore City Public Schools just yesterday. And so, like I said, I've got many questions for him. One of those being, who allowed all of this public information to remain hidden from the public? That's my first question. Like, who allowed all this? Did the CEO sign off on it? If so, are there going to be criminal charges? Like, I got to know more about this. So we're going to talk to Giovanni at 11. Also, earlier this morning, we started the show talking about Matt Gaetz and how he broke the internet yesterday for being tapped to be AG. Don't forget, go to WCBM.com. I want you to vote in the WCBM poll. Do you approve of Matt Gaetz being the AG? We're going to look at those results tomorrow morning. Also, I got a text here from Bill. He says, Cam, if Matt Gaetz doesn't get confirmed, he could get Marco Rubio's open seat. That is true. They do. You know, Bill, that could happen. I got a call on the line here. It wants to weigh in quickly. We got Gary in Kingsville. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hello, Kim. Welcome back. Sorry that the campaign didn't work out the way you wanted, but we're glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you and your wife. Tell her I said hello.
I'll do that. So about Matt Gaetz, this is one of those things. I mean, the guy has the qualifications, so I'm all for him. But I think in particular, this investigation has been going on for minimally 2, maybe 4 years, and I've yet to see a piece of evidence that backs it up, that makes it a valid allegation. If they hadn't been able, I mean, the man has no. The Democrats hate him. Even the Republicans don't like him that much. And if collectively they can't put a case together in 4 years, I don't think there is a case.
So you think it's a lot of smoke, a lot of the whole, yep. You know, what they've been playing with a lot of people, Russian collusion.
I hope and pray that that's true for the sake of the man's soul and his marriage. A lot of men are affected by pornography. I get that. But certainly after 4 years, as many enemies as he's got, he's run for re-election, you think some solid evidence would come out, something more than allegations. So I think it's all smoke.
Gary, that's a good point. I mean, if there are videos, as people allege, you would have thought that one of them would have leaked by
allege.
Now.
Allege.
Yeah. Well, Gary,
allegations are simple. Evidence is hard.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Gary, so much. I appreciate you calling in.
God bless you, hon.
God bless. Thank you. You know, that's the point there, right? Because everybody keeps alleging that there's all these videos, and he was showing all these videos on the House floor. No one has produced a single video. And as we noted, and as Gary noted, he's got a lot of enemies on Capitol Hill. I noted that the Hill did say that they had a source. This is a source, so it's still allegedly, right? They had a source that said that a lot of this information was going to be dropping tomorrow, Friday. And they believe that is why Trump made this pick seemingly out of nowhere. Look, people are going to say whatever they want to say, right? I mean, have you ever been a victim of people saying, you know, rumors or however? Of course, I know I have plenty of times. I mean, we even talked about this, what was it, yesterday? I'm still told that I'm from Ghana. Never, ever have been to Africa. Right? And it's like, people will say that to me. And I'm like, really? When did I go? When did I get here? Did I ever go back? You know, so look, people can say, you know, whatever they want about you. So, yeah, I mean, look, it is what it is. Regardless, right now, he is stepping down from his seat. And we shall wait and see if anything comes of it. Apparently, and again, this is all from The Hill, if you want to read the article on this. But they're saying that they could still, the House Ethics Committee could still vote to release the information that they have. Now, there's a lot that could go on with that, too, right? Because say they release information that they have, that doesn't necessarily make all the information they have absolutely true. And if they just release it, like if they do a dump, Well, then, you know, Matt Gaetz, I guess the best he could do at that point is combat it by going on, you know, some media channel or posting on his social media. It's got to be very hard for people to say, okay, let's take the word of the ethics committee without having Matt Gaetz be able to defend himself, right? Craziness. I honestly, if it hasn't come out by now, I mean, do you really think there's something there? I think, you know, Gary, you made a great point there. You make a great point. I do want to move forward on this. I want to talk about President Trump and his visit to the White House yesterday. And, of course, there were a lot of people talking about how it looks like old friends catching up. And it did, if you saw any of the videos coming out of the White House, and, you know, every news network was there. So it's Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. Everybody's carrying, you know, whether it's photo, video of the meeting between President Trump and President Biden. But they posted as Joe Biden, Trump, as they walk in the room, they shake hands. President Joe Biden says to him, and I quote, "I look forward to having a smooth transition. Welcome." Trump then says, "Politics is tough. And in many cases, not a very nice world. But it is a nice world today." I wish I could do the Trump voice. I wish I could do the impersonation because I could see him saying that. But if you saw any of the video, you could see it. It really did look like old friends catching up. And that's why I posted this morning on my social media. It kind of, the way that Joe Biden was smiling, it made me think about a couple things. Because they did. They orchestrated this coup to get him out of there. They then installed Kamala Harris. They basically said, get out of here, Joe. And there was many people wondering whether or not Joe Biden and President Trump had that debate because the DNC wanted to expose Biden to everybody else, the public, and say, look, he can't actually do this. He's not sharp as a tack. And some people thought the DNC threw him to the wolves so that they could install Kamala Harris. And then afterwards, we saw where President Joe Biden and former President Barack Obama, they were at an event at a church. And apparently, people overheard them talking. And allegedly, Joe Biden said to Obama, you know she's not a strong candidate. She's not as strong as I am. And allegedly, Obama responded back saying, yes, Joe, we know. But they still took him out of that seat. And remember, Dr. Jill Biden, the wife, right, first lady, she basically disappeared. As soon as they said they were installing Kamala, she said, okay, I'm out of here. And then he was on vacation forever. Remember that? Then he didn't want to come back to work and at least finish out his presidency. And he was gone for like a month. He was like, fine, I retire, I quit. You know, he was like, you can tell he was not happy about it. And so when President Trump walked in his office yesterday, they walked to the White House, I thought, wow, this is crazy. Joe Biden was grinning ear to ear, and it almost looked as though he was happy that Kamala did not win. And you know what? If I was Joe or Jill Biden, I might be a little happy too. Really? I mean, President Trump, whether they want to admit it or not, he had great policies for this country. As soon as President Trump was confirmed to be the president-elect, you had Hamas, you had all these people, foreign leaders, coming forward saying, let's play nice. Oh, no, Trump's back. Uh-oh. Right? You had people coming across the southern border saying, okay, don't walk, run, because we only have about... Right? They're like, we got to run now, because we're not going to be able to get across the border once Trump gets sworn in. Go, go, go. Right? And so then it's kind of like... At the end of the day, they don't like Trump, and they want to call him a threat to democracy and all these things, but they love the fact that the economy was booming under Trump, right? You had more job opportunities, right? The jobs numbers look great. And then on top of it, you had a closed border. You know, was it perfect? No, it wasn't perfect. But before the COVID pandemic, we were doing really well. Energy costs were down. And so is Joe Biden probably really upset that Trump's the president? Probably not. Because he wants to go back to his beach house, or I guess that's his actual house, right, in Delaware. That's not even a beach house. That's home. He wants to go home. And he wants to live a good life until it's over, I'm sure. And with that, you would want Trump's policies. So it looked like they had a great time catching up yesterday. I do remember during their debate when they were talking about their golf swings. I guess I looked at that part of the debate as friendly banter. And at that moment, I thought, you know what? These guys really aren't enemies. Because the way they were going back and forth, it sounded like two older men that like to hash it out on the golf course, and then are talking about their swings. And then President Biden's like, oh, yeah, can you carry your old bag? And then President Trump's like, what? Come on. So it kind of looked like two guys just being guys. And at that moment, I knew. I was like, wait a minute. These guys don't hate each other at all. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a year from now, Joe Biden was at Mar-a-Lago playing golf. I wouldn't be surprised by it. Well, anyways, I just wanted to mention that. They look like two old friends. And just so you know, Trump did say that the funding going to Ukraine would come to an end immediately at this meeting yesterday, as soon as he sworn in. And so I suspect they're going to try to push as much taxpayer dollars through before January to Ukraine. I still think, for me, that's a money laundering scheme. I don't believe, I know I'm one of those people, call me a conspiracy theorist, I don't believe that all this money they're sending over to Ukraine is going to help fight this war. I don't believe it. And one of the reasons I don't believe it, and I don't know if she meant to do it or not, but when Nancy Pelosi went over there, and she's all grinning ear to ear, shaking hands. Come on. And we sent billions of dollars. You're not close to any peace talks. You know, Putin has had interviews since then saying, yeah, well, I don't know what's going on. Right? And I don't know if I really believe Putin, obviously. But at the same time, it's kind of like, what are we spending all this money on? And why is Zelensky coming back here every 3 months to ask for more? Can we get a receipt? What did you buy? What did you purchase? Because we're also sending our weapons. I don't know. To me, it looks like a scheme. I can't prove it, obviously. But I love the fact that President Trump said we're not sending anything else. That's what I like to hear. Real quick, also, just in case you're wondering how crime is looking across the state, I caught a headline yesterday that a U.S. Postal Service employee was robbed at gunpoint in Howard County. Again, as we were talking about Governor Westmore yesterday, feeding those in need in Baltimore City to the tune of 7,000 people, we talk about Mayor Brandon Scott with his Baltimore's Community Reinvestment and Reparations Commission. We talk about banning gas-powered leaf blowers. We talk about all of these other things. We never talk about education, and we never talk about really dealing with crime and violence. And I don't care what anybody says. You might have violence down just a bit number-wise in Baltimore City. You might. Or they're just, of course, they're underreporting it, but you might have it down. But you know what? We're seeing crime up in every other area. And there has been many fatal shootings, many non-fatal shootings, many carjackings and robberies that have all been traced back to the suspect or suspects being from Baltimore City. When I mentioned those kids that were on their way home walking from soccer practice in Cockeysville, they were robbed at gunpoint by juveniles that jumped out of a stolen car and robbed them. Remember, those juveniles were from Baltimore City. In Cockeysville, robbing young kids as young as 8 years old as they're walking home from soccer practice. I don't know why people continue to say, oh, all this crime is trending down. No, it's spreading out. You can trace robberies and carjackings and murders, Wacomico County, over there in Carroll County. You can trace lots of these things. Howard County, Anne Arundel County, Aberdeen, Havre de Grace. The suspects were in Baltimore City within the past year. Many of these individuals were moved out of Baltimore City by the way of the Section 8 voucher system that we have that's just so grand, so great. And then you look into who this individual is, and they have a criminal record in Baltimore City. The murderer that killed the cop in Wacomico County, remember that? Killed the lieutenant up there. He was from Baltimore City. He was let go by State Attorney Marilyn Mosby after robbing a McDonald's at gunpoint in Baltimore City. So don't tell me that crime is going down. It's not. And now you have this U.S. Postal Service employee robbed at gunpoint just yesterday in Howard County. And guess what? I'm willing to bet $100 that the person that did it, if they even catch the individual, will have some kind of link to Baltimore City. I'm betting right now. I'm putting it down. We have some serious issues across the state of Maryland, and a lot of them can be traced to Baltimore. And I wish people were very honest about this conversation. All right, coming up next, I got people on the phone lines that want to weigh in. Of course, they want to weigh in about the Red Wave. Oh, my friend Metal from White Marsh is on the line, and my friend Al from Woodlawn is on the line. So we'll get to the phone lines when we get back. We're also going to talk about Maryland heading towards a fiscal crisis and the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. They had their meeting in Carroll County. And if you can imagine, it was heated just like it was in Baltimore County.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Good morning, Eric and guys. You guys do an awesome job.
Thanks.
Awesome, awesome job. But you got to calm down a little bit, because you might be giving Biden administration some ideas on what to say about this whole Afghanistan thing.
Gary McNamara and Eric Hartley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Let that play a little bit. A little Morgan Wallen early in the morning. Gotta love it. We're talking about President Trump and Joe Biden shaking hands, being very chubby just yesterday. Like I said, I think, you know what? We might see Joe Biden at Mar-a-Lago within the year playing golf. We'll see if he carries his own bag. I doubt he will. Got some friends on the phone lines here. I got Metal and White Marsh. Hey, Metal, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing well. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, finally in person. My wife and I are so proud of you. And so is everybody else. And like we told you, God is going to put you where you need to be. And I think right now you need to be right where you are. A guy the other day kind of stole my thunder, and he said, you know, you're really making an impact on this radio, and you get a lot of great information out that a lot of people wouldn't normally hear about. So you were not a loser. You are a winner. Because you know why? You are winning over so many people every day.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to tell you, you know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out here right now that are, you know, crying, upset. They have anxiety, and they can't deal with that big old red wave, you know. But I'm just glad none of them are my friends. You know what I mean? I'm driving in my car, and even like right now, I could just start crying. I may or may not have tears in my eyes right now. And this is such a great feeling. And I mean, we took it all. We left nothing on the table. We took it all.
Yeah.
And you know, America took it all for a long time, and now we took it back. And America came together to do this. And just think, we all came together to do this and think about if we just continue that and what we can accomplish.
Yeah, so, I agree.
I'm so proud of you and everybody else that made this happen.
Yeah, well, Metal, thank you so much for the positivity this morning. I appreciate you. And I agree. I mean, we really did. We did great. And you look, everybody contributed here. A lot of people talking about the Hispanic vote, the black vote, the female vote, you know, all these voting blocks. But there are a lot of people that voted Republican. I got my friend Al in Woodlawn. Al, how are you?
Kim, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm going to be real quick. I know it's almost news time. I just want to say that you didn't lose. The only people who lost were the people in that district that didn't vote for you. Yeah. They lost out.
Thank you.
And I also want to say that there's a place where you used to work in radio in Baltimore. They are wringing their hands and pulling their hair out every day. I know you know. You don't have to comment. You don't want, I know you don't want. But I mean, if you were there right now, you'd have to be escorted to and from work every day.
Yes.
I mean, you would. And Kim, about crime. An 83-year-old woman the other day was pulled out of her car in the 6700 block of Park Heights Avenue, carjacked. And initially, they were only going to be charged with robbery. And it was only, I think it was Ivan Bates, that said, we're going to upgrade this to carjacking. I mean, I thought November 1st was going to change everything. I mean, I say that sarcastically, of course.
Right.
You know, but I mean, it's just about these crime figures and everything. I'm going to let you go because I know it's almost time for news. Figures lie and liars figure.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And,
I agree with you 100%.
And I know Olivia's behaving herself because the big day is coming up next month. So I know she's still got that halo over her head.
You know? Yeah. She's trying her best. She is. Al, it's great talking to you.
Be safe.
Thank you. Olivia, she's trying her best. So we actually did have a good appointment yesterday at the dentist, in case you were wondering. No cavities again. No cavities. So she did really well. I had to ask her why she picked up 6 stickers when the dentist clearly told her she could have 1. Okay? So I said, you know, that sounds like theft. And I know juveniles are into that these days, but I need you as my daughter to pick up 1 sticker when they tell you 1. All right? No, she's a good kid. Really great kid. Al, Metal, great talking to both of you. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the fact that Maryland could be heading towards a fiscal crisis. That's what the analyst said.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Speculation that at least one of President-elect Trump's nominees could unleash a battle royale. It's a choice of now former Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for the post of Attorney General. Republicans savoring the prospect of holding on to their House majority, although it will be a slim majority at that. They've also taken control of the Senate as well as the White House when President-elect Trump takes office. Following all of the nasty rhetoric and the name-calling of the campaign, yesterday's White House meeting of President Biden and President-elect Trump couldn't have been more cordial. Crews on the east and the west coasts continue battling wildfires amid very dry conditions, occasionally gusty winds that have been driving the flames forward. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 10 points, the Nasdaq off 35 points. More details, SRN News.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough due to high inflation, interest rates spiraling out of control, high prices on groceries, utility, medical costs, and insurance skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight onto their spending. Hi, this is Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements. I fully understand the situation, but I've got good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling because there's some necessary work that must be done first, AES is here to help you through some of the most difficult times. Right now, AES Builders and Home Improvement is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or how small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. We also give you the lowest possible price without cutting corners. Call us today, 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Lamar Jackson is a two-time NFL MVP, and at this point, the odds-on favorite to make it three this season. But over time, the Steeler defense has given Lamar fits. Asked for an explanation yesterday, Lamar offered this.
I don't know what it is, man. It's just that I believe that rival atmosphere. I believe last year we supposed to have them, but things just didn't go our way. You know, the football guys wasn't on our side.
And then there's Steelers receiver George Pickens, the Gumby of the NFL. Reminds you of Merton Hanks with the 49ers back in the day, the way he moves his body. Here's his former teammate and current Raven, Arthur Millett.
He has no comparison. He's an alien, bro. Obviously, I was on that side a little bit for 2 years, and I played with him for a year. Now, his catch radius is one of a kind, bro. His body control, he's a really good receiver, top five, in my opinion.
Mike Tyson sounded pretty confident yesterday.
I'm not going to lose.
But you say that in the last minute of the second.
I am not going to lose. Did you hear what I said?
Tyson made those comments at yesterday's press conference in Irving, Texas. Iron Mike and Jake Paul Friday night at 8 on Netflix. And finally, it used to be 32 back in the day, but that wasn't enough, so they went to 64. And then that turned out not to be enough, so it morphed to 68. We're talking about the NCAA basketball tournament, of course. Well, yesterday, NCAA President Charlie Baker said on the Dan Patrick Show that there's room to go to something like 72 or 76. And that is Stein on Sports.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
If you've got outdoor plans today, morning hours look better than later this afternoon. The cold front bringing us some light rain late this afternoon. And temperatures still on the cool side today, 52 the high. Rain widespread tonight. Tomorrow, though, will be drying out with some sunshine in the afternoon, 56 the high. Getting warmer over the weekend. Sunny and dry, 62 Saturday, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come into your local AAA Car Care Center and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Car Care Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through November 30th. See store for details.
How much could your business save with BGE's energy efficiency upgrades up to 75%? Yes, 75%. For savings so big, your CFO will do a happy dance. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/radio.
Wake up to the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
I want the truth!
Then check back frequently for the latest news and updates throughout the day.
Very shagadelic.
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Forget, we got Giovanni Patterson with an exclusive interview coming up at 11 o'clock. He just settled his lawsuit with the Baltimore City Public Schools. I've got so many questions. I'm sure you do, too. If there's a question that you want me to ask Giovanni, please download the WCBM app and send your question through that app so it can come here as a text message live in studio. And then I can ask Giovanni. And again, he is a father with a child that was formerly in the Baltimore City Public Schools. They ended up taking their child out as the schools were not performing. But, you know, all of these are very good questions. And a lot of this information was supposed to be made public. But for some reason, the Baltimore City Public Schools decided to hide all of this public information. So I got a ton of questions, and I want to hear more about the details of this lawsuit. Also, the beginning of the show, and all throughout the show, we've been talking about Matt Gaetz being tapped for AG. Don't forget, you can go to WCBM.com, and you can vote in our WCBM poll. And the question is, do you approve of Matt Gaetz for AG? It's a simple yes or no question. And I just I checked with Jonathan, our social media guru, during the break, that some of you are voting there. So we'll definitely have some great results to give back to you tomorrow morning, because I'm interested in your thoughts on this. Because I know, like I said, when we were talking about Matt Gaetz previously, when he was ousting Kevin McCarthy, it was a split I would say there was probably a split in the audience on who was happy about the ousting and who was not so happy. So I want to hear your thoughts on him being the AG here. Also, there's some breaking news. You know, I'm constantly updating myself on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. And Alex Jones posted a video. Remember, he's had to file for bankruptcy. He was sued by the parents from the Sandy Hook tragedy. Remember all those kids that were killed at that school? And I guess Alex Jones believed it was a conspiracy, that it was not true. It didn't actually happen. Well, those families then sued Alex Jones. And one of the things they sued for was his InfoWars studio, where he hosts all of his show. I want you to take a listen. He posted this video on X about 2 hours ago. Take a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 7:50 right now. I'm about to upload this to X. I just got word 15 minutes ago. That my lawyers and folks met with the U.S. trustee over our bankruptcy this morning, and they said they're shutting us down even without a court order this morning. The Connecticut Democrats with the Onion newspaper bought us. They asked, did they outbid? They said, well, it was competitive. So they changed all the bidding rules, made it secret 2 days ago. I had a bad feeling. I told you that. And just like they tried to shut us down back in late May without a court order, they're supposed to have a court order. There's going to be injunctions filed. I'm about to go live out of Harrison's American Journal studio. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be here until they come in here and turn the lights off. And I'm going to say, where's your court order? So this is all going down right now. They want to silence the American people, but we're not going to be silenced. Be sure and follow me at the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live on X right now. They're filed in court to take real Alex Jones away. That's totally unconstitutional. The judge already said no, so they filed in other courts. So the live feed going up by the time you see this at AJN Live and at Real Alex Jones right now. Share this everywhere. This is a total attack on free speech. The deep state is completely out of control. The private security hasn't even been told all this yet. They tried to tell them last time, the other U.S. trustee, to shut us down on the court order. You know, these folks said no. So this is all happening right now. This is the tyranny of the New World Order, desperate to silence the American people. The mandate of Trump against all the lawfare, they don't care. So the system still thinks it's in charge. I'm going live right now from what probably will be the last transmission from this building. God bless you all for your support. Please support our sponsors so we get funds to stay on the air at the Alex Jones Network, thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. I need your support. InfoWars is really the detonator for this whole global movement that's happening. Your support did that. You're the reason it's happening. You are the resistance. God bless and good luck.
All right. Again, that was Alex Jones. He's live right now on X. And I'm assuming, and I'm bringing this to you because I'm assuming we're going to be talking about this tomorrow. It sounds like they are going to go into the studio and basically kick Alex Jones out and seize this because they're saying that they won and that the Onion has absolutely purchased it, along with some of the family members that sued Alex Jones. So I just wanted to put that on your plate because I feel like this is a big to be continued. Because I can imagine Alex Jones being there as they come in and they literally have to drag him out. And I can imagine it's all going to be live streamed. And that's what I'm imagining in my head right now. So I will update you tomorrow on it. But, you know, in case you don't see it, and, well, you know what? We'll talk about it anyways. But I have a feeling this is going to be a big story. Again, that was Alex Jones posted about 2 hours ago. I did want to talk about this big story. You know, a lot of Democrats are complaining and saying elections have consequences. And here in the state of Maryland, if you're a Republican, you know that well. Okay, so we've got Governor Wes Moore, who loves to spend money and then ignore the bills as they're piling up. I guess similar to the water bill he had when he was running for office. Remember that? How does your water bill get to some? What was it, close to $20,000? They were like, oh, he has a really big pool. I said, I don't care how big his pool is. I mean, are you kidding me? His pool could have been the size of the Chesapeake Bay. How the heck did it? 20 grand. And then they were like, oh, wait a minute. He didn't pay his bill for quite some time. Clearly. Clearly. Well, anyways, you know, he had to try to get that under control. But I guess he has those same practices here as the governor. Because he is promising a lot of money, he's spending a lot of money, and now he's trying to move some money around, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul kind of deal. We all knew this was going to happen. If you looked at Governor Wes Moore's agenda as he was running for office, he didn't hide it. You knew that he was going to spend a lot of money. And so he was going to go through whatever we had reserved, and, you know, whether it was in the surplus, the rainy day fund, and then you knew that he was going to most likely raise taxes. And that way he could say, oh, I'm so progressive and I did all this. Similar to Johnny Olszewski, the Baltimore County Executive, to be honest. Remember, he wanted to modernize the system. He wanted to do all this with the wrecks and parks. He wanted to buy this and buy that. And so he raised taxes in Baltimore County as soon as he got in office. And so now it looks like he invested, quote unquote, in the community. When really, he raised taxes and it was us, the taxpayer. We wasn't really invested in our own community. He just collected the money and spent it. And then people were like, oh, he's so great. He really invested. Yeah. Where do you think that money came from? Boy, oh boy. You know, we should have a segment each day where we just kind of explain the basics. Like, you know, class, I say class, you know, the first class we'll have. The government doesn't make money. It's your money, right? That's like the first class. We're going to explain that to people. But I wanted to talk about, again, the budget here. And budget analysts are saying that overspending is pushing Maryland into a fiscal crisis. This is a story that I have here on, it looks like, Fox 45 News. It says, when lawmakers left Annapolis this spring, they celebrated the passing of a budget that avoided broad tax increases. But when they return in 2 months, the same financial problems will persist. You've got David Romans, and he is a legislative fiscal analyst. He says there's going to be need for some actions taken for the fiscal year 2025. Now, we did hear from Governor Wes Moore when he was in Mako. Remember, he was in Ocean City and they had that big old meeting that they have every year. He did say that he was going to have to make some cuts and he's going to have to make some tough decisions. He hasn't made those as of yet. That was about a year ago. But we'll see if he'll continue to go down that route. But I would assume that some of these projects that they want to get through, they're going to have to cut them. It says here, the state's own budget analyst projected by the end of 2025, Maryland will be in a $300 million budget shortfall, which balloons to $2.7 billion in 2026. And by 2030, you know, when everybody's supposed to be in electric vehicles, the analysts are saying the final year forecasted would be in a dire $5.9 billion deficit. If Governor Wes Moore doesn't get control of spending right now, as in immediately, and most likely yesterday, right? Now, the analysts are blaming the shortfall on a stagnant economy and soaring spending. Yes, Governor Wes Moore is spending more money than that's coming in. I mean, but this is like basic, right? Even my kid, my 8-year-old knows, if you spend your money and you're not making any money by doing your chores or whatever else you had to do, then yes, you're going to be out of money. So then she tries to think about ways that she can make money so the next time we go to Target, she can buy more slime, right? That's what she does. But even my 8-year-old gets it. The Democrats in Annapolis, not getting it. The analyst specifically pointed out to record education funding under the blueprint, which used to be the Kerwin Commission. And of course, you still have people like Governor Moore talking about the red line. They're talking about, obviously, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And I don't know if you guys know this, but they've also been talking about the Bay Bridge. Did you know that? They're talking about possibly redoing the Bay Bridge. With what money? Well, do they think this grows on trees? Sometimes I try to think to myself, I'm like, wait a minute. Even if you raise taxes the way that you want to do all of these things, you also live here, making, you know, your taxes will increase as well. Like, your mother's taxes will increase. Do you want to do this to your old mom? You know? I don't know. I would think if I'm in office, I would do everything possible to not raise taxes on my own mom. Right? She's retired. She's living on a fixed income. The last thing I want is for my mom to have to pay more money, especially to the state. It's like they could care less. Or I said, was that right? Couldn't care less. I always say that wrong for some reason. I got to correct myself. But this is where we are. We've got people that are doing out-of-control spending, and I wanted to hear from you on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I can't see where we get this under control. I don't see it at all. And Governor Wes Moore, he's been doing interviews a lot more recently since he's back home now that he's not on the campaign trail for Biden and Harris. But he's been telling people that he still has every intentions in trying to get as much done as possible. And so when he was asked by Fox 45 whether or not he sees himself raising taxes, and this was from Rebecca Pryor, by the way, if you want to check it out on their website, But the governor's office, they put out a statement to Rebecca Pryor saying, well, you know, that's you know, the last thing we will do is try to, you know, raise taxes. You know, there's a very high bar for that. We don't want to do that. But that's the only way that you're going to get these things done is if you raise taxes. You got to. But he also talked about taking some of the money from the rainy day fund and moving that money around. It's just, you know, when you have people in office that are not fiscally responsible, and, you know, whether you felt, however you felt about Governor Larry Hogan, you can say at least he was fiscally responsible, right? You can say that. We had 8 years of that. And now, yes, elections have consequences. I got Ron and Perry Hall. Ron, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. Welcome back.
Thank you.
One thing I definitely want to bring up is the red line that goes through East Baltimore. Absolutely nobody wants that, and that would save so much money.
It would save money. But you know what's interesting, Ron, is I was listening to, gosh, was it WJZ? There were people in the city that were talking about how they do want the red line. And I thought, well, no kidding, because they want to take some of their crime problems and put them on the red line and send them out our way, you know?
Yeah, they would take away from parking, which is really a problem, you know, in East Baltimore.
Yeah, that's true. I guess when I look at this, Ron, and I want to get your thoughts on this, do you think that they're going to raise taxes here soon?
Yes, but if we were going to raise taxes any, I would think he could take some of that red line money and, you know, bring back all those failed sewage processing plants that we have. Because, you know, Chesapeake Bay, we're the biggest crab industry, and that would be a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that would be a great thing. You know, I wonder why they don't think of these things, Ron. Maybe they just don't want to sit down and actually think about solutions.
I think they have meetings where they say, you know, what can we do that nobody likes and we're going to do it anyway?
That could be going on. Thank you, Ron, so much. I appreciate you out there. And Perry Hall, thank you. That could be a thing. It could be a thing. Of course, there's lots of people commenting on this. One texter says, we did not have this problem the entire 8 years Larry Hogan was governor. In fact, he left us with a $3 billion surplus. Plus, Maryland has many casinos. Everything is taxed. The problem in Maryland is the current governor. He's got more spending, more taxes. And, of course, they use the spelling of his last name more. I would agree with that. I got William and Carney. William, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, Kim, I'm glad to hear you back. I wish you won your election.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate everything, but I'm glad to hear you back. All right, sister, here's what I got to say. Westmore, like you said, he's a show pony, right?
Yep.
But difference between a show pony and you being a show pony, you got intelligence and you move things. He just stands there for light and let his handlers work him and groom him. Yeah. Far as I see, if he wanted jobs in the city, he would organize with the crime people and have things straightened out in the hood and talk to them in a business way, since he's a man of Baltimore City and all. And same way with Brandon Scott, you know?
Yeah.
He grew up in the hood. He don't explain anything. He don't have no backbone. He lets people lead him. I mean, I like him as a human being, don't get me wrong. I'm not, but as a politician, he should love this city and help his fellow brothers and sisters and his children of the city out and bring jobs and correction. And all this stuff they're going down is just chaos. And that's the only thing the Democrat Party ever, since they destroyed the blue-class Democrat Party of the working-class people and took our jobs out, all they do is make destruction for people, anxiety and all. It's really crazy, man.
It is. It is, William, and I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I agree. Governor Westmore, instead of, you know, throwing mashed potatoes on plates, you know, feeding those in need, why doesn't he host more events and go out there into these communities and speak to these young men and have them, you know, really see him as a role model or a mentor? I know he does the Year of Service program, which I've said before that I do like that he does it, but we need more of that, and we need to do it in these communities. Like, meet them where they are. I think that's a great idea. Somebody texted me and said, Kim, Governor Hogan was not fiscally responsible. He took billions of dollars from Democrats and COVID money with a promise to shut the state down except for liquor stores. And that comes in from Brian from Woodlawn. Yeah, Brian, I understand. And he also, Marty pointed out the COVID test that he purchased from Korea. Look, I got it. He was not perfect by any stretch of imagination. And I don't think anybody would be perfect. Okay, I got to be honest with you. I think President Trump, he's going to have some missteps here in this term as well. It's just, that's just kind of, you know, it is. Nobody's perfect. But at the same time, we didn't have this issue where we're facing a fiscal crisis. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Come in to your local AAA Car Center and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Car Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through November 30th. See store for details. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talking about the fiscal crisis that is looming here in the state of Maryland. I'm sure it's coming. I don't see Governor Westmore really knocking anything off of his to-do list. I still think about even the federal money that comes in, right? We got a piece of that so-called Inflation Reduction Act that went towards, you know, the climate change initiatives. We got supposedly a piece of that infrastructure bill, right? Everybody's talking about the infrastructure bill that was so bipartisan. And then when we got all these ARPA funds, that came in. We also got COVID relief money. That came in. He was left with a surplus from Governor Larry Hogan's administration. And there is money sitting in the rainy day fund. But yet they're saying that we are still facing this crisis. And they need to get a handle on it now. But I don't see a sense of urgency to do so. And if you watched any of the recent interviews with Governor Westmore, he still talks about wanting to get the red line completed. Sir, we don't have the money for this. We don't even have the money for the Blueprint/Kerwood Commission. We don't have the money for that either. So I don't get it. Why? You know what? I think people would respect the governor more. Look at that, the governor more. If he said, we don't have the money to get these things done right now, but let's keep it on our list of priorities. And then he took the necessary steps to do the right thing. I think both parties would respect you, Governor. I don't think you would have Democrats that were going to be crying and screaming about it. Now, are there people that were promised money with some of these projects? Sure. And now you got to let them down gently. And then maybe you should tell them to go get a real job. Stop depending on stuff like this. That might work too, you know? All right, coming up next, I want to make sure you're here for Giovanni Patterson's interview. Again, this is exclusive, hot off the press. Baltimore City Public Schools reached a settlement over claims the system violated provisions of law, regulations, and policy regarding student promotion, attendance, enrollment, and grading. And Giovanni Patterson is a father that used to have his child in the Baltimore City Public School systems, realized that his child was not being educated at all, went to go look for information, like the information that they were hiding from the public, and then he filed this lawsuit alongside Sinclair. Now, I remember when attorney Ben Crump came to town, and he said that he was joining the lawsuit. I'm going to ask Giovanni about that, too, because I didn't see anything else, but, you know, I wonder if he was on the entire time until the settlement that was reached yesterday, and then if he was, what was kind of his input with this? I also want to ask him whether or not the NAACP, you know, at least a Baltimore City chapter, called him to see how the lawsuit was going, or possibly asked him if they could get involved. Because there's a lot here, right? If you truly cared about the black population in Baltimore City, which everybody claims to do, right? Mayor Scott and all those others. If you truly cared, you would have cared about this lawsuit. You would have been right there with Giovanni Patterson, helping him along the way. You would have offered your expertise or even resources. So I want to know if Giovanni got help from anybody besides Sinclair. Okay, I think that is important to know as well. So we'll talk to Giovanni coming up next. Also, we are going to talk about state's attorney, or former state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby. Apparently, she continues to request being let out of house arrest. I mean, Marilyn, sweetheart, you better be glad you're not in jail. Okay? Because that's where the majority of individuals wanted you to be. But a judge has been denying her request to be relieved of house arrest and be on a curfew. We'll discuss that as well.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Maybe President-elect Trump's most controversial nomination, that of now former Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Not only has the left gone ballistic, but never-Trumpers on the right seem to be pretty upset as well. Other Trump nominees include Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. And Republicans are savoring the prospect of holding on to their House majority.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party ushers in a new political era. Speaker Mike Johnson said House Republicans have a mandate to quickly implement President-elect Trump's policies, such as significantly scaling back environmental regulations and ending what he called wokeness and radical gender ideology.
And that's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Wildfires continue to rage across parts of New York and New Jersey.
Northeast states are dealing with some of the driest conditions they've seen in nearly 120 years, with numerous wildfires burning in places that haven't seen significant rain since August. The Jenkins Creek wildfire at the New York-New Jersey border is about 50% contained. In New York City, Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker talked about the conditions as a blaze at Inwood Hill Park tinged the air in Upper Manhattan with smoke.
This is exactly what we expected.
expect to see when it's been as historically dry as it's been.
Governors of New Jersey and New York have put those states under drought warnings and are calling on residents to voluntarily conserve water. I'm Jennifer King.
On the West Coast, the massive mountain fire in Ventura County, California, now about 80% contained. The blaze has charred more than 20,000 acres. Under a consent agreement with the feds, Ford will pay the government up to $165 million. This for moving too slowly on a recall and for failing to give accurate recall information. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 19 points, the NASDAQ off 33. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott joined other city leaders and residents of the Druid Heights community to celebrate the opening of a new green space. The Wednesday ribbon cutting took place off of Edding Street, where there used to be an illegal dumping ground. The mayor says the new space has been designed to reduce flooding while expanding the city's network of green spaces in an area that's been seeing increased economic investment. Prosecutors in Harford County have dropped felony charges against a Baltimore County police officer accused of child abuse. Officer Mitchell Tuvison and his wife took their baby to a Bel Air hospital in May of 2023, and doctors found signs of a brain hemorrhage and skeletal fractures. The Harford County State's Attorney's Office brought charges believing the child had been shaken. According to a local paper, Tuvison's attorney Joseph Murtha says after a more thorough investigation, the state made the determination that they could not prove their case. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With all these one-score games the Ravens and Steelers play, seven of the last eight, could this, at the end of the day, come down to the kickers? Justin Tucker is the NFL's all-time leader in field goal percentage, but hitting at only 79% this season. Meanwhile, Steelers kicker Chris Boswell has been the league's best kicker over the last 2 years, hitting 52 of his last 55, that's 94.5%, including 12 of 14 from 50-plus. Here's John Harbaugh on Tucker.
But I watch him in practice. I watch the practice tape, and he's doing great. You know, he's been kicking the ball super well. But he's had some of these that just haven't gone through for him, you know. And those are broken down inch by inch. That's what we do, break them down inch by inch. And he's his own biggest critic for sure.
The wins are tricky in Pittsburgh, but Tucker all time, 28 for 29. The lone miss back in 2012. ESPN's Buster Olney reporting that the Orioles are one of seven teams that are in the trade market for White Sox pitching ace Garrett Crochet. The left-hander went just 6-12 last year for the historically bad White Sox, but his ERA was 3.58 and his whip was just 107. Caps made a move yesterday, sending a pair of draft picks to the Penguins and reuniting with veteran center Lars Eller. Eller helped the Caps win the Cup in 2018. On the ice, Caps lose to the Leafs last night in OT, 4-3 the final. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this morning, showers in the afternoon, and another cool day, 52. Tomorrow, dry. Partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunny and mild, 62 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 46 in Bel Air, 47 in Halethorpe, and 45 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We've had a great show thus far, and so much more to come. We're going to get into our interview here. We got an exclusive interview with Giovanni Patterson. You know, I was just thinking, we were talking about President Trump meeting with President Joe Biden and how chummy they seemed yesterday. I do wonder if President Joe Biden would have asked President Trump to pardon his son so that he doesn't have to do it on the way out the door, right? Because remember, Hunter Biden, he still has those federal gun charges. I do wonder. I mean, it would be a great gesture. Well, you know how I feel about that. Look, if we have to face gun charges, Hunter Biden should have to face gun charges too, right? A criminal activity is criminal activity in my book. All right, speaking of criminal activity, Baltimore City Public Schools, you know, there was a settlement yesterday. If you're just joining us, they reached a settlement over claims the system violated provisions of law, regulations, and policy regarding student promotion, attendance, enrollment, and grading. And I am very happy to be joined by the father that started it all, Giovanni Patterson. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Kim. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking the time. I know you're busy. So you had the settlement just yesterday. I gotta make sure we're up to speed here. When did you file this suit? Like, what was the catalyst on it?
So we filed it back in 2022, in January of that year, and pretty much from a personal level, I just want to see Baltimore win. I want to see the best and brightest come from Baltimore, which I know exists. But I think in a lot of ways, our students and our future is being held back by a system that, quite frankly, doesn't really care about them. But a big catalyst of it was, you know, my wife was a former school teacher, and I would just hear some of the things that would come about, just some stories of what was happening in the schools when she was a teacher, and then you know she got pregnant with our son, and I had to take her out, but. That was kind of like the catalyst, just hearing those things that are going on and understanding really her story on how education was played such a big part in her life in getting her through, you know, a challenging situation, and what it allowed her to become. And I believe those opportunities should exist, for more Baltimoreans, than it currently represents.
Yeah, and I want to note here, Giovanni, for the listeners, you are a former city council candidate, and I wish you would have won that seat because I think you really do care. And I wish somebody on city council would look more into the school system. They seem to be ignoring it. I know in your lawsuit, you were claiming that the school system defrauded taxpayers by failing to educate the students, inaccurately reporting enrollment, and not enforcing truancy rules. Did you get a response, really, to any of those things, any of those claims?
Well, of course, you know, with the settlement, you know, it states there's no admission of liability with those things. But there is a lot of things that, you know, are to be desired when it comes to reporting and truancy. And quite frankly, it is a challenge to kind of connect the dots on how much is this a loss for the taxpayer. But when you see the fact that many of our students are being promoted and haven't even attended school, how is that even possible, right? Especially when we consider chronically absent being 18 days missed of school, how is it that 30, you know, students with 30, 60, 120 days missed from school are then able to be promoted to the next grade, right? Either that's leaving, either they're, while they're playing catch up to catch those students up, we're not providing the information for the students that are in class, or you know, the class coursework, or students really just don't need that many days of school. And I don't understand how we, you know, kind of reconcile with the amount of students that are passing and are missing that many days of school.
No, I agree with you. And I just want to make sure people understand, because of your lawsuit, because of your quest for some of this information, that is how we got most of the information and a lot of those Project Baltimore reports by Chris Pabst.
Yep. Yeah, and I think it's, here's the thing. I think it's important for people to know, because I think we've become desensitized by the nickel and diming of government, right? The 5 cents tax here, or, you know, our taxes generally go to education. So we don't think about it too much, but we should really be caring about where our tax dollars are going. And one thing I often remind people of is that the government and these people in these elected positions, you know, government systems, they work for the people, right? So the outcome should be based on what the people need. And it's our money that is being used to fund these systems. So, you know, even one of the catalysts, again, for the case was, hey, as a taxpayer, why are we funding funding the improper preparation of students for our future, right? I mean, we want businesses to come to the city. I want the best and brightest. I want, you know, the architect, next architects and designers and engineers and plumbers and electricians that are taking care of our city to come from our city. And if we're not really preparing them for that, and we're using our tax dollars to that, you know, why are we wasting our money, so to speak?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Giovanni Patterson, sued the Baltimore City Public School System. They just reached a settlement yesterday. Giovanni, my biggest question, I think, out of this is, you know, who authorized hiding this information that was supposed to be public? Did you ever get an answer for that?
Well, so here's the thing with data in city schools, and I'm trying to, you know, kind of reconcile it, right? Is that it's the fact that we're always kind of chasing information when it comes to schools. All the reporting comes out a year late if the data is there, right? And if the data is there, it's kind of buried where, you know, public really can't find it. So if you go to a school's page, you know, it does show like the attendance, it shows, you know, the truancy and the success of the school, but that data is really, you know, kind of delayed. So you're not able to really get an accurate picture of how things are right now. But, you know, when it comes to, there's just a lot of rules and regulations. I would point to one word I want people to really get real familiar with. It's called bureaucracy. You know, there's a lot of rules and regulations that kind of that exist about reporting. But, you know, when it comes down to why these kids are being promoted after missing so many days, you know, things like grade changing and missing data to justify grade changes, those things need to be open to the public to see, especially when it's taxpayer dollars that are being used to fund these systems.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe more information is to come? Do you think the Baltimore City School System will be forthcoming in the future because of this lawsuit? Or have you heard of anything that might be coming out soon that would, I guess, shed some light on why test scores are even as bad as they are?
Well, I think looking at the data that we're able to get in this will shed a lot of light, right? But it is, again, something else I remind people of, is up to the people, right, to exercise their voice. I think more people need to start showing up at school board meetings and demanding this information. People should, you know, start showing up at schools and demanding information about the performance of the schools and their children. But they will change as the people demand it more, right? And a lot of the reason that they're able to do what they do is because, quite frankly, a lot of us have become complacent in just the way things are. So I seek to change some of the narrative and the paradigms about around that. But you know, it is also up to the schools to also provide that data in the manner that they can.
I agree. You know, well, we hear from Democrats a lot, Giovanni, about getting to the root cause of a lot of these issues. We see the problems on the streets of juvenile crime. We see that many of these kids, thanks to your lawsuit again, aren't even going to school, not even half the school year. My question for you, were there any prominent Democrats, whether it's Mayor Brandon Scott or Governor Wes Moore, and was there anybody there to try to find out more alongside you?
No, of course not. The city council, well, the city of Baltimore, rather, was a named defendant, and they were released from the case. But of course, there's never been, you know, anyone to say, hey, like, we really need to look at this. I mean, look at it now. I mean, I think it was Robert Stokes that was the chair of education, the education committee, and how many hearings has he really called to check on the status of education? Yeah. Zeke Cohen, I know, is very, very big on education as a teacher himself. But you know, what fuss or what questions are really being asked from a lot of the members on the council? And you know, the mayor really just kind of praises the way that things are going. It's just the status quo, business as usual. We have a black woman as the CEO of schools, and that's the accomplishment. That's the goal. That's all we need. And so everything will be magically work out somehow. But that's not the case. I mean, let's look at the results. But at the end of the day, none of these, people that should care and the people that do work for the people of Baltimore have really said, you know, stood up for the kids and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, and I did notice, if you're just joining us again, we're speaking to Giovanni Patterson, settled the lawsuit with Baltimore City Public Schools just yesterday. Giovanni, I did notice towards the beginning of this suit, attorney Ben Crump had reached out to you, and I remember he came to town. Did he continue on the case? Have you spoken to him?
Well, I haven't spoken to him recently. I do know that, you know, he did begin advocating more for education. And then I believe him and Dr. Ben Carson and Armstrong Williams have developed a book. I think it's called Crisis in the Classroom, they're talking about a lot of the issues that are facing, inner city schools, problems with truancy, and especially, you know, with grade changes and things like that.
Yeah, okay, well, good. I'm glad that they're at least trying. I know Armstrong Williams, I know this is something he talks about a lot on his town halls. I guess also, you know, on that light, you know, with the NAACP, we hear from them a lot, especially in Baltimore County, but I know there's an NAACP chapter in Baltimore City, and I remember a time way back when I was a kid, when they would care about things like this, and, you know, as far as being educated in predominantly black communities. Have you heard at all from the NAACP?
Well, look, I mean, you're referring, you're going to open up another can of worms if you start talking about some of the supposed civic organizations that should care, and should be involved. And that right there, you just follow the money, and who pays them more. So I'll just kind of leave that one right there. There was some interest from some of the, some members of, you know, NAACP, you know, individuals are different from the organization, of course. So there was interest from some members of NAACP, but the organization itself, right, has never, endorsed or, come out in support of the lawsuit.
That's wild to me. That's wild. I would think that would be the number one priority on their list, and you would think that they would be, you know, arm in arm with you trying to figure this out. And as a black man yourself that also, like I said, ran for city council president to make a positive impact in a city in which they're in, it just amazes me how they just decided to be quiet on all this. Before I let you go, Giovanni, you know, do you think that there was a win here for the city itself? Was there a win for the students or the parents?
Well, I do think it is a win. It's a big win because, again, it's data that we haven't had before. It's another, inflection point on, you know, what's going on in the schools. And, again, we should continually question, how the schools are performing, you know, why so many kids are able to miss so many days in our school system and still get promoted, why kids are graduating and, you know, aren't able to, possess the basic skills of reading and math to be functional contributing members of society. But I do think this data is a win for the city of Baltimore, and I think it's up to the people now to continue to, you know, put the pressure on and care about these things, because it's only our future that we're talking about. It's only our tax dollars that we're talking about. It's only the state of Baltimore City that we're talking about here.
Well, I hope I have breaking news right now, Giovanni. Let me ask you, do you plan to run for office in the Baltimore City area again?
That I'm not sure about. There's some hope that people around me have been sharing. But I'll pray about it. You know, the last time I ran, I didn't see that in my cards either. So I'm not putting it off the table, but, you know, I'm not explicitly putting it on the table right now either. But we're going to stay involved in Kim, what you're doing, bringing people, bringing things to light. And, I hear your name out on the streets talking to, people talking about how much they value your opinion. But those things make a difference. And I think, we're chipping away at this thing to make Baltimore a place for everybody, right?
Yeah, well, I said to you many times, your numbers in that race were really, really good, in my opinion, especially as a Republican running in the city. And I think you've probably come close to any, as far as I've seen, any Republican coming close to a Democrat running in the city. So I hope you consider it. Giovanni, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, this was the first interview on this issue, so you got the exclusive.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
All right. Okay. Yeah, have a great day.
You too. When we come back, we'll talk about that interview. And then also, Baltimore City Public Schools, they did have a meeting with Sonia Santelices yesterday. It didn't quite go the way she pleased.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio is Dr. Melissa Segev from Audiology Associates. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's always a delight to see you.
Likewise.
Hey, can hearing aids treat tinnitus? I have friends who have tinnitus, and it's a big bother for them.
It is. A lot of people are really bothered by the hearing. Tinnitus is just the sound you hear. It's a ringing, buzzing, hissing, bacon sizzling, whatever you want to describe it as. And what hearing aids do, hearing aids are really the best and only treatment option when we look at tinnitus. There's no cure, but what the hearing aids do is they allow the brain to focus on sound coming in, and I should say it's when you have hearing loss too. Mm-hmm. Most of the time when you have tinnitus, you also have hearing loss because the brain isn't getting all the stimulation it used to, so it's creating that sound for you. And so what hearing aids do is if you go in and you treat the hearing loss, and the tinnitus is going to be second because the brain will focus on sound it's hearing instead of missing and not what it's creating.
So it basically is the lack of sound that causes the tinnitus?
Basically, the brain is missing some input, and so it's filling in those gaps. It's kind of like the phantom limb. Someone loses a foot, but they still feel pain when it's not there. So we have all these hair cells in our cochlea, which is the hearing organ, that are damaged and not responding to sound as well as it used to. And so what the hearing aids do is they go in and they're amplifying the sound so the brain isn't missing that, and then it doesn't have to fill it in by creating it with their tinnitus.
Any other possible solutions? I mean, having a hearing aid that pipes in music in the background or something?
Actually, there are. And so there are some people who have tinnitus for other reasons. And if there is, there are definitely some other tinnitus treatments available that we can provide in our offices too. And so if you do have tinnitus, you feel really stressed out and bothered, I always say, come in for an evaluation. Let's make sure there isn't hearing loss. Let's make sure there's not something more harmful causing it, because there certainly can be. And then let's talk about different treatment options. And if you do have hearing loss, hearing aids are a one-stop shop because you're killing two birds with one stone. They're small. A lot of insurance covers it. But if you don't have hearing loss and it's really bothersome, there are definitely some other strategies and treatments we can talk about.
Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates, AAIAudiology.com or 410-944-3100.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we were talking to Giovanni Patterson. Remember, he settled the lawsuit with Baltimore City Public Schools just yesterday. And a lot of the information that you've received from Project Baltimore's Chris Papps on Fox 45 came because of that lawsuit. And remember, Sinclair was with Giovanni Patterson in filing the suit. And as you heard there from Giovanni, the NAACP, all those that you would think that would really care about these findings, right? The mayor, Governor Westmore, none of them have reached out to him. Now, of course, I had to ask him if he was considering running for office again in Baltimore City. He said he did not take it off the table. And just so you guys know, when he ran for city council president against Councilman Nick Mosby in 2020, he had some really good numbers. I'm gonna look those up for you because I thought, wow, you know what? That's interesting. Now, he did work hard. His wife, great. She's really amazing. Mrs. Patterson is amazing. She worked hard alongside him. And I do truly feel that they care about this city. And so I do hope that he considers it. But look, I know how hard it is to run for office, especially in an uphill battle. It's exhausting. And, you know, it is. It's tough. You got to chip and chip away at it. Yesterday, as I mentioned, Dr. Sonia Santelices, the CEO of Baltimore City Public Schools, she had a meeting yesterday where she heard from a number of students, staff members, and parents during a conversation about student safety and family crisis. And I remember seeing the post on X that they were having that meeting. It was literally an hour before it started, which I thought was interesting. But there were a lot of people there that wasn't so excited about what was going on. Sonia Santelices, she said at this meeting, it was so important to hear young people articulate a source of challenge for them that they felt was being unaddressed. She says, I think what happens is it's so easy to try to normalize some of the challenges they go through, the violence, and I think that at least I heard very profoundly tonight is we're just not okay all the time. Now, you had a lot of parents and students that really emphasized how they felt as though the city schools weren't keeping the kids safe. And I think people know that by now. I mean, you heard the story, the two parents that were arrested not too long ago as they took their son up to Carver High School as he got into a fight with other students. Now, there's a lot that went into this story. I don't think we'll ever get the true story on it. But he ended up pistol whipping the kid that he went to go fight. That kid, or another kid, pulled out a gun, and then the shots fired. A 16-year-old just happened to be walking to school, ended up getting hit. Meanwhile, the gun provided to that boy that decided to pistol whip the kid, the gun came from his parents, the ones that actually drove him up there to fight this kid. And so there was almost like a shootout that happened because as soon as that gun went off, somebody else pulled out their gun. Of course, you know, there's a bunch of juveniles that have guns in Baltimore City. So when they pulled out their gun, another kid pulled out their gun and all these shots fired. Well, anyways, you know, there were kids at this meeting last night with the CEO saying, look, you guys aren't protecting us and we need more school resource officers and they need to be able to carry their weapons and we need to take this seriously. Now, I will note, if you go to 200 North Avenue, the administrative building where Dr. Sonia Santelices' office is with all the administrators, it's like Fort Knox. It takes a lot to get into that building. You've got to have your ID, which is racist, right? You got to have your ID. Then they go ahead and scan it. They put it on a little sticker. You got to wear it as like a badge. And then also you have to go through the metal detectors and they make sure you don't have anything on you. So to get into 200 North Avenue, there's a lot to get through, right? But if you want to walk into Baltimore City Public Schools, many of them, you could walk in. You could effectively walk in. And there are gang members that are hanging out right outside. We need to take this seriously. And again, congratulations to Giovanni Patterson for settling that suit and getting so much information the public desperately needs. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project meeting in Carroll County. Carroll County did not disappoint. They're upset just like everybody else. So we got some audio here for you because I want you to listen just how upset they are. They should not be treated like this. We'll talk about it when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It may be President-elect Trump's most controversial nomination so far, that of now former Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Other Trump nominees include Senator Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. And Republicans are savoring the prospect of holding on to their House majority, albeit by a slim margin. Wildfires continue to burn across parts of New York and New Jersey, while in Southern California, the massive mountain fire in Ventura County is about 80% contained. Under a consent decree with the feds, Ford will pay the government up to $165 million. It's for moving too slowly on a recall and for failing to give accurate recall information. On Wall Street, stocks modestly lower. The Dow is down a fraction, the S&P off 6 points, and the NASDAQ 31 points in the red. This is SRN News.
You think our country's going in the right direction? Or does it feel like everything's falling apart? If you're a bit concerned, you're not alone. In fact, Americans from all walks of life have taken action to prepare for whatever's coming next. And that starts with having an emergency food supply. Storing food in your home is the right thing to do, because we're living in crazy times, which explains why so many people are preparing. Right now, you can get ready, too, with a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. It comes with delicious foods like creamy stroganoff, honey wheat bread, and mushroom rice pilaf, all offering over 2,000 calories every day. Their food kit lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what our country will look like then? But when that day comes, you'll be ready. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to order your 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Lamar Jackson is a 2-time NFL MVP, and at this point, the odds-on favorite to make it 3 this season. But over time, the Steeler defense has given Lamar fits. Asked for an explanation yesterday, Lamar offered this.
I don't know what it is, man. It's just that I believe that rival atmosphere. I believe last year we supposed to have them, but things just didn't go our way. You know, the football guys wasn't on our side.
And then there's Steelers receiver George Pickens, the Gumby of the NFL. Reminds you of Merton Hanks with the 49ers back in the day, the way he moves his body. Here's his former teammate and current Raven, Arthur Millette.
He has no comparison. He's an alien, bro. Obviously, I was on that side a little bit for 2 years, and I played with him for a year. Now, his catch radius is one of a kind, bro. His body control, he's a really good receiver, top 5, in my opinion.
Mike Tyson sounded pretty confident yesterday.
I'm not going to lose.
But you say that in the last minute of the second.
I am not going to lose. Did you hear what I said?
Tyson made those comments at yesterday's press conference in Irving, Texas. Iron Mike and Jake Paul Friday night at 8 on Netflix. And finally, it used to be 32 back in the day, but that wasn't enough, so they went to 64. And then that turned out not to be enough, so it morphed to 68. We're talking about the NCAA basketball tournament, of course. Well, yesterday, NCAA President Charlie Baker said on the Dan Patrick Show that there's room to go to something like 72 or 76. And that is Stein on Sports.
If you've got outdoor plans today, morning hours look better than later this afternoon. The cold front bringing us some light rain late this afternoon. And temperatures still on the cool side today, 52 the high. Rain widespread tonight. Tomorrow, though, will be drying out with some sunshine in the afternoon, 56 the high. Getting warmer over the weekend. Sunny and dry, 62 Saturday, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Own a small business? Contact BGE to request an energy efficiency analysis at no additional cost to you and get easy-to-follow advice on ways to save energy and money. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/smallbusiness.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays, from custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers in-store only. Offer ends 11/16. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, so we had a lot to talk about today. We were just joined by Giovanni Patterson again. NAACP, so many people quiet. They are silent on the fact that all of this data is coming from the public school system here in Baltimore City, showing that they are not doing their job, and yet they don't seem to care. No one cares. They all want to get to the root cause of our problems. The root cause is, well, education. That's obvious. That is key. But yet they don't care. Interesting, isn't it? They make so much more money the other way. Real quick, in case you missed it, the House panel, they actually had a committee hearing yesterday on UFOs. And I'm just bringing this to your attention because you know I believe. You know I believe. I should not believe in aliens, but I do. Okay? There's a couple things that I believe in that I should not believe in, and aliens is one of those things. House lawmakers on Wednesday heard from witnesses who claim the United States government is sitting on a trove of information on UFOs stretching back decades. Yep. I wonder if President Trump's going to get in office and say, all right, let's go ahead and put this to rest. Give us what you got. What do you have? I said before, those classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, I still think some of them talk about aliens. I really do. I really do. I don't know. I just think they're out there. I'm not going to tell my story again about when I was in Target. Brian, the producer, you remember my story? There was a guy in Target. I could have sworn he was an alien. I could have sworn. Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to continue to watch because I'm all in now. I'm so invested. I can't get over it. Speaking of investments, you know, there are a lot of people in Carroll, Baltimore County, Frederick County, and all of the state of Maryland that are invested in farmland. And unfortunately, there is an energy group that believes that they are so much more important than everybody else. And they have this project called the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. And what they're doing, this company, PSEG, they are basically threatening eminent domain. I mean, of course, they're saying, oh, well, that's only if it really comes to that. But they're threatening taking people's lands so they can take these electric cords that connect to grids and have it stretch from Virginia to New Jersey. Now, meanwhile, Maryland residents, I don't think even benefit from these. It's like extension cords that just go through your backyard. Well, anyways, it's a big deal. And they're talking about seizing land over it. And so just yesterday, they had another meeting in Carroll County. On Tuesday, they had one in Hunt Valley in Baltimore County. And it got really heated in Baltimore County. And it also got heated in Carroll County. And I want you to take a listen.
If developers get the green light, this transmission line would plow right through backyards and summer campsites. And at a second public meeting tonight, property owners came ready for a fight.
Save the turtles!
At Carroll County's Agricultural Center, hundreds of landowners vowed to stand their ground. From the owners of a summer camp,
it's going to change our landscape drastically,
to a granddaughter fighting to save her grandparents' home.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, this is really incredibly stressful for them.
The Public Service Enterprise Group wants to cut a 70-mile trail through communities in Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. The electrical transmission line would require the construction of 140-foot towers, which would carry high-voltage electricity to Virginia.
And so what you've seen us do today, and what we really did starting in October, is we started presenting what's called our proposed route on or about October 18th. And that leads us to where we are today.
But at a public meeting, landowners grew tired of listening and demanded to be heard.
I just want you all to know that PSEG really does not care what any of you have to say tonight.
They are fuming over the prospect of losing their property, which the company could seize under eminent domain laws.
They have no problem destroying our lives to expand the DC market.
No amount of information nor any amount of money will make this project acceptable.
Where's that camera? President Trump, we need your help.
Some owners appealed to politicians to step in.
They're cramming it down our throats while they're shoving it up our tailpipes, and the only person that can help us is you, President Trump.
Now, you can draw your own conclusion about our governor, but my thing is, you know, the silence speaks volumes. I mean, is he being promised something? Is he getting something? I mean, he's not looking out for the people of this state.
While the company insists eminent domain would only be exercised as a last resort, some owners predicted that may not be enough.
There's a sign the gentleman's holding for me that says, no trespassing, private property protected by the Second Amendment. And we do have the right to bear arms.
The company is yet to be granted a permit for the project, but many owners are vowing a fight to the finish.
And please don't come back here. We don't want you here anymore. Go home.
And that was PSEG in Carroll County just last night being confronted, and rightfully so, by residents and many of them landowners that are in the future path of destruction. So what I'm going to say about that. I do want you to weigh in on this. I really do. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So again, they're going to have a meeting in Frederick, right? Because they're going through Montgomery County, Carroll County, and Frederick. And so they're going to have a meeting in Frederick as well tonight. And what I noted is I was watching some of the video here, and that video you heard there, again, that was Jeff Abel with Fox 45 News, if you want to take a look at it. But what I noted is as people got up to speak into the microphone and give their opinion, the guys that are there representing PSEG, right, this company, I noticed that many of them had very smug looks on their faces. One of the guys was actually smirking and chuckling as one of the residents, a woman, was appealing to President Trump, saying, "Please, Trump, help us." And he actually started laughing. Now, I did look up the PSEG website, right, this company that's trying to do this, the Public Service Enterprise Group. And what I noted was the CEO actually is worth, because I looked his name up separately, Ralph LaRosa, he's worth $33 million, and he has made a total of $11 million from this particular company as the CEO. And I bring that to your attention, not that I'm counting his money or anything like that, and I don't know, you know, how much money goes into all this, but I say that to say, as I said yesterday, there is so much money that is tied up in this that I don't think there's going to be a situation. This is just my guess. I don't think there's going to be a situation where they don't get it done. I think this comes down to how they will get it done. It's going to get done. There's way too much money. And it, you know what's so crazy about it? It gives me like the Solyndra vibes. Remember Solyndra? Remember how Barack Obama was so excited about Solyndra? Well, that's the kind of vibes I get. Now, Solyndra ended up filing for bankruptcy, but that was after they took $535 million worth of taxpayer dollars. And at that time, many people were telling Barack Obama, like you had a lot of pundits on television saying, you know, why would we invest so much money into this not knowing what the possible results could be? And there wasn't even a lot of information surrounding it. It was kind of like, hey, we need to get this done. This is part of climate change efforts. I'm Obama. I know better than you do. Let's do this. And so, you know, you have the Department of Energy write this huge check, and not too long after, they filed for bankruptcy. I guess when I'm thinking about those that can come to help, we talked about this yesterday, obviously state legislators, and there are many of them that are working on this, right? Delegate Nino Mangione, you got Senator Justin Reedy, you got Senator Chris West, you got Chris Tomlinson. You got so many people that are working on this, and as soon as they get to session, I'm sure this is going to be, you know, their top priority. But I'm also wondering how you can get around this completely instead of just, you know, doing it a different way. Do you know what I mean? Now, there was another a resident there that actually noted that he recalled that he has a Second Amendment right. Because he said, look, you know, you're coming through our land. You're talking about eminent domain. I mean, this is how upset people are. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit. I do want to see who's going to be running the Department of Energy when President Trump takes over. That might be a conversation to be had, right? There's a lot going on here. I say the best news really is the fact that, you know, as far as elections, we got Trump and we did get a lot of Republicans that have common sense on Capitol Hill. Whether or not they're going to take this up on the federal level, I don't know. You know, this was on part of my platform running against the county executive, Johnny Oshesky. Remember, he's, you know, an environmentalist. He's the one that took away the bags in Baltimore County. And he's all about climate change efforts. That was a top priority on his list. He also wants us to move to the electric cars and, you know, being on more of grids and less gas-powered appliances. So if you think Johnny O's coming to your defense, I don't think he is. He's been just as quiet as Governor Wes Moore. And so we'll continue to watch, but I do want you to weigh in on this. You know, where are we going? And, you know, can this be thwarted? I don't think it can. I don't think it can. I think that they're going to get this done. And now it just comes down to whether or not they're going to seize land over it. I got Lou in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lou, how are you?
Hey, good, Kim. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Man, yeah, I love you. Love having you back. Hey, I'm going to throw a little bit of a opposite view. I'm not saying where I work, but I do know a little about this, and it's just, I'm just hearing all kinds of stuff about they're going to take people's livelihoods and all, and you're still able to farm under these power lines. Obviously, where the tower's at, you're not going to be able to plant something there, but you're still going to be able to use your fields and all that under the lines. That's not going to be affected. I've heard things about the drinking water. I mean, all these are going to be concrete pole, you know, the bases for the towers. It's not going to be much different than having a foundation for a house. It's not going to be anything affecting water. And if you've ever looked at these new projects, when they're done, they put the ground back to it. You never even know it was there, other than, you know, obviously you're going to, it's going to be maybe a somewhat of an eyesore. You're going to have towers and lines where you never did before, but it's, I mean, the ground and all will be back to where it was or better. I don't know. It almost seems like sometimes it's like maybe the people are crying before they're even hurt, if you know what I mean.
So are you saying that they're not going to use eminent domain?
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not saying that. That's a little above me. I don't know. But, I mean, I guess it could happen. But that's obviously the last resort. Nobody wants to do that. You know, I'm sure they'd rather have some kind of, you know, agreement that everybody is happy with. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying that just a lot of the stuff that the people are all worried about or you hear them talking about just, to me, is not really a big deal. You're not, like I say, the farmers and all aren't going to lose their livelihood. They're still going to be able to use their land, other than, like I say, where that pole is. They're not going to be able to plant nothing there, but the rest of the field where it's around it is still usable. Yeah, obviously they're going to have height restrictions. You wouldn't be able to grow a forest there, you know, and harvest trees, but you can still do your corn or soybeans or whatever that is. That's not going to be affected.
Yeah, I guess, Lou, I see what you're saying, but I guess it comes down to how much of the land that they lose, right? How much of the land do they end up taking through eminent domain? It sounds like they would just take the land from the farmers.
That I don't know as far as that. I guess if it came down to that, it could. I don't know how that all works, if you want to know the truth, as far as, you know, how they pay people for whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you may lose a chunk of your land, like I say, where each tower is at. But all the land up, you know, the wires are going to be going over your land, but you still, it's your land. You're not, I mean, there'll be a right-of-way, you know, through there. If something were to happen to something, they're going to have to be able to get in there to fix it. But, I mean, other than that, and that's rare, I mean, other than that, you're just going to be able to still farm your fields like you normally would, other than right around that little tower. You know, you won't be able to, but then, you know, then that's not that big of an area. You know what I'm saying? So, you're not going to lose a whole lot, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, Lou, I don't know, but if I ever have an issue, I'm going to call you so I can see the glass half full.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good.
Because I don't know how you're making it sound okay. Thank you, Lou, for so much for calling in. I see what Lou is saying, but it sounds to me that they're going to seize the land altogether. And not even just that. There were some people, you know, and they were concerned, rightfully so, on what these power lines are going to give off, right? It's like, okay, well, they're saying, no, this won't affect a pacemaker or anything else like that, but there are some people that come forward and said this absolutely will affect things like that. I don't know. Obviously, this is not my wheelhouse, but I'm going to trust the farmers in this situation that are extremely upset about it. I'm going alongside what they have to say about it. I've got Wesley in Sykesville. Wesley, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, yes, I did. One thing that a lot of people don't realize with the AI, that's going to be influencing our elections, and that's why they're pushing for this on the Democratic side. You're going to see stuff like President Trump will be making a speech, and you'll say, there's no way he said that. And they'll be able to piece that all together and steal elections. That's what this is all about. And it's going right into the D.C. area out of Frederick.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so you have another view on this. Wesley, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Look, there's a lot that's going into this, for sure. Let's see. You've got Susan here. She says, the power lines are a health hazard. No, you cannot farm underneath them. Yeah, so that's what I heard, is that this is, you know, this is a hazard altogether. But not only that, here's how I feel about it personally. say I have a farm. It's been in my family for multiple generations. Now all of a sudden you have this company that wants to do something with this electric grid. And it's not like they're asking me to do something on my great-great-grandmother's farm. They're not doing that. They're literally coming in and they're kicking down the door. And they're saying, this is what we're going to do. And if you don't get out of my way, we're just going to take your great-grandmother's farm. And the last time I checked, that's not how America worked. I could be wrong in that. When we get back, I will take some more calls on this if you want to weigh in. I don't have a ton of time in the show, but I do want to talk to you about it. 410-WCBM-680. Again, that's 410-922-6680.
If you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. We have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloficemaryland.com.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow from New Nordic. Stop feeling embarrassed about your thinning hair and start feeling your best with Hair Grow.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, leftist teachers are getting suspended and fired for vile threats against Trump and his supporters. Yeah, these are the people teaching your kids. Plus, six lefty states are banning RV sales. Yeah, good luck with that.
Are you some kind of moron?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project. Had a meeting in Carroll County last night, got a little heated. Rightfully so. I would be upset, too. You know, I went to one of those meetings where I had to stand out in line with everybody else, try to find out more information. And they didn't have more. Right? I mean, it's ridiculous. Looks like I got Michelle in Westminster online. Michelle, you were the one that said that you needed Donald Trump last night.
Yes, ma'am, that was me. And I think that is going to be our only hope because we have already been sold out by Governor Moore and anybody else that hasn't made any kind of comment on this. And I don't know if you've ever testified down in Annapolis. And when you're testifying and you're watching everybody either on their phone or on their computer, or they're playing patty cake with their neighbor, but when you're testifying in front of any of these committees, they're not paying any mind.
Right.
These folks, they're just the face, they're the front. They're the ones that are supposed to take the crap so the politicians don't have to. This is a done deed unless we stop it at a federal level. The guy told me last night that this is all about FERC, F-E-R-C. I'm not exactly sure what the acronym stands for, but, you know, federal, environmental, something crazy. But that's what everybody is hiding behind. No one can give us the answer of who in the state gave the green light for this to happen. Just because it's a federal project doesn't mean that the state just sits there and says, okay. There's other things that they have to ask for permission to do this kind of stuff. You know, we're states' rights, the whole nine yards. The federal government just can't come in without permission from the state.
Right.
So, who in the state said yes? My bet is Mr. Governor Bobblehead, that can't keep his head still whenever he talks. Drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But I think President Trump is going to be the only one, maybe Lee Zeldin, with the new head of the new EPA. He can be the one that comes in and squashes it. But if President Trump would come out and say, don't even move forward with this until we've had a chance to look at it, maybe our Public Service Commission will pump the brakes on it.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, thank you for being out there and speaking out for everyone. We appreciate you. And I would also keep an eye on who becomes the new head of the Department of Energy. Marty in the text line said, who knows, maybe Sarah Palin. I think that also would be a resource for you.
That's true. But we have to do this as a state. This can't just be the folks that are here who are here on the front line.
Right.
This is a whole thing. And one of the other things, too, Kim, where this is going is through all the red areas of this state. Yep. We don't want to be the next East Palestine. We don't want to be the next Asheville, North Carolina. We don't want to be left behind and after we have been decimated. We don't want the decimation, period.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Michelle, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Yeah. No, this is a problem. This is an issue. And I would love to know who okayed this project as well. Carmen in Parkville. Carmen, I don't have a ton of time.
Yeah. Kim, with regards to the eminent domain, the company PSCG, they need to get the consent of the property owner to build the power lines over their property. If the property owner doesn't consent, then they will pull out the eminent domain card.
Right.
Now, eminent domain is tough to beat in court, but if the property owners can show harm and if there is no benefit to the public, meaning Maryland, with these power lines being over their property, they could have a case.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Carmen, I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in and making sure we clear all this stuff up. And Michelle, thank you to you as well. We're going to keep our eyes peeled on this. Like I said, tonight is the meeting in Frederick, and I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about it some more tomorrow. Real quick, I mentioned earlier, a federal judge once again denied former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby's request to alter the conditions of her home detention sentence. Yes, this is the second time. Apparently, she has a job in California, but she has not handed any details of that job over to the judge nor her probation officer, and they're now looking at her, I'm sure, and scratching their heads thinking, look, we gave you a favor by giving you home detention. A lot of people wanted you behind bars, and she was also ordered to perform 100 hours of community service. Doesn't sound like she completed that yet either. Marilyn, if I were you, sweetheart, I would just lay low. Okay, I would lay low. Enjoy home detention. Enjoy your daughters. If you can do this job remote, do that. Okay, I don't know why you're getting all fussy and causing a scene. All right, tomorrow we're going to talk about all those that have left Twitter. That's right, Joy Reid, Don Lemon. So many people are upset with Elon Musk and the election results. We'll discuss that tomorrow. And then don't forget, take our poll. Should Matt Gaetz be the AG? Go to WCBM.com. We'll talk about that tomorrow morning as well. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...